all day.
Freddie was my childhood, level. My childhood horror boy, my childhood boyfriend. My adult boyfriend is Pinhead.
Oh, yeah.
Pinhead's
wow.
Really awesome.
My adult boyfriend's Nate.
You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else? You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together crew.
I'm a driver. And I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
We heard.
Let's go with a mean man's face.
We heard that you were the childish Gambino.
Come with us. You're in this life for good.
You might wanna buckle up, baby.
Here I come!
Well, let me give you some advice. We assume everyone will betray you.
Yeah,
and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Since when do you know how to fly?
190 years old?
You look great. Push it.
Chewbacca's hot.
Bye, Clam.
So glad we took this job.
Lando, I think I found my true calling. You relate to L3, don't you?
I love L3. She was hilarious.
Drinking here, Nate. We're kicking it off with
Fireball.
No, you're not supposed to ask. You're just supposed to put it in your mouth.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink, drink, another drink. Plenty in the cellar when it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clang. Clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle.
Hello, everybody.
Gargle, 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 gargle.
It's been a while.
Happy New Year.
Hey.
Fuck you, 2019.
Drunk film commentary. Still available on Patreon, we think. 2019.
I haven't checked it in a while.
Oh, there could be $7 you don't know about.
There's thousands of dollars in there just sitting there.
So July was the last podcast, so.
Yeah, The Clerks was, well, the last one before that was The Mighty Wind one. That was like in April, I think, last year. So that was the last, like, real episode.
So we're seasonally.
Time flies when you're middle-aged.
Let's try to do more this year. Try to, like, every couple months or something. Yeah.
A drunken resolution.
You know, drinking is the most effective, expensive, and accessible mental health care system we have in this country. It really is.
When we first started the show, we tried to do it like every 2 weeks, and that was just, that kills you.
So, that's commitment.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough.
Did your liver, was it angry?
Well, I was a lot younger then. Yeah. So this is Drunk Film Commentary.
Cheers.
I'm your host, Jason. With me is my illustrious panel here of film experts.
The illustrious?
The beautiful and talented Nurse Nadia here.
Hi, Nadia. Hey. How's it going tonight?
It's splendid. I'm happy to be back.
All right, yes. Back again. We got Jolene over here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Getting drunk after work.
Yay! And then we got Nate, our bartender, back here. How you doing, Nate?
I'm Nate.
Hey. Nate, can you tell us a joke? You're the bartender.
Ask me later.
All right, let's get a couple beers going. Yeah.
Sounds right. Good.
The film we are doing today is Solo, A Star Wars Story from 2018, starring Alden Ehrenreich, Woody Harrelson, Emilia Clarke, Donald Glover, and a couple other people.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, what's his name?
Doesn't matter. Junos. It's Chewbacca.
There's a lot of O's in there. Jonas. Jonas. This movie was directed by Ron Howard, kind of. I don't know if we got to get into that, the production stuff of the film.
The ginger fellow?
It's a little complicated if we get into the...
Yeah.
I haven't nor have hurt feelings.
Yeah. But, so, at Drunk Film Comedy, we go around the table and we talk about our first time we've seen this movie. This is one of the most recent films we've ever done, like...
Yeah.
We usually do something older.
Like a decade older.
Yeah.
This isn't even a full year.
No.
I know, we're jumping right on this. And there's a little story behind that, how we landed on this film. We were talking a few weeks ago about what to do, and I want to do something on Netflix that, you know, most people can watch. Everyone either has Netflix or knows someone's password for Netflix.
So they can easily streamable.
So if we pick movies on Netflix, people can watch them and then, you know, listen to us or vice versa or whatever. So I was looking through Netflix. I saw, oh, Austin Powers, Gold Member's on there. All right. I saw the first two.
Hey, Gold Member.
I never saw the third one, but I think Beyonce is cute, so what the hell? I started watching this piece of shit.
It's the worst of the trilogy.
It's so bad.
Yeah, this was about maybe less than a week after we agreed on this movie. I picked it.
He went back to the well for money on this one. So bad.
I sent out the message to you guys. I was like, I can't watch this fucking movie. I'm halfway through it.
Thanks for changing it after I already watched it with my husband. Thanks very much. Evening lost.
I'm really sad.
Whenever we do these, we usually have like a toy out. I actually have an Austin Powers toy still in the box from the first one.
Would you take it out though?
If we had done Goldmember, if we had sat through that, I was thinking about whipping it out.
Let's not talk about it. I'm pretty sure I have PTSD from that fucking piece of shit.
This is the Goldmember that was.
But with like a week's notice, we decided to do Solo, A Star Wars Story. The fourth film in the Disney era of Star Wars films.
I do like that you changed it to that because it actually gave me excuse to force Bulls to watch it because I haven't been rewatching it.
Yeah,
because I never saw it yet.
Last week was my first time seeing it.
Yeah.
So let's go around.
Really?
Jolene, did you see it when it first came out in the theater?
Yes, we went. I think you were on like your third or fourth time with you and another friend of ours.
I saw it three times in the theater.
We went and saw it in the theaters, and then that was the first time. So the second time, I just rewatched it this past week with my husband.
Oh, cool.
But he watched it for the first time, so it's kind of fun to see his reactions towards it with not seeing it before.
Yeah. What about you, Nate? You came. We were together on opening weekend, right? We went and saw.
Yeah, I actually saw it twice in the theater.
Twice.
Yeah.
You and Jason, and then you and our buddy Reed.
Okay.
And then I never went because either I was at work or just it didn't work out that I got tickets to go, and so I just never saw it. It was actually and I was kind of anti because of the whole. I'm a snob because of Harrison Ford, so I've got mixed feelings. Yeah. I'm grumpy. So
you
weren't
a fan of this movie before it even came out, really.
Yeah,
that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I wanted them to Tarkin him, you know what I mean, and just CG the whole Harrison Ford head, or maybe give us some Harrison Ford. Actual talking, you know, and they could have computerized it. And I mean, they did it with Leia, they did it with Tarkin, it was fine.
That's the worst parts of Rogue One. It's like a cartoon popping in the middle of the screen.
But if you knew it was gonna be cartoon from the beginning.
The Tarkin dude, the guy that they got to play the voice,
Tarkin
the voice.
Was fine. Princess Leia was the worst.
They're both weird. But the guy kind of looks like him. The actor that does the voice kind of looks like him. He kind of played it off.
But we digress. So this week was, I've seen it three times in the last week because I'm trying to give it a chance.
Okay.
You know, and there are moments that I thoroughly enjoy. And very often here at Drunk Film Commentary, I am the naysayer, or I have something contrary.
Every once in a while,
you know,
I am, though.
From Tusk on, I've been like, about everything. So we're going to give it a chance.
All right.
How about you? How many times did you see it total?
I saw it three times in the theater, and then I bought the DVD or Blu-ray or whatever we got now. Yeah, I bought that when it came out. I watched it once or twice. And now it's on Netflix. I've seen it in pieces.
You
like,
just put it on in
yeah,
the background
that's what I
while
Rogue
you're
cleaning. One too. Yeah, Rogue One was on Netflix. I played that all the time too.
Spoiler alert, Rogue One. Everybody dies.
Last Jedi I didn't
I like
play a lot.
I didn't.
Last Jedi.
I have mixed feelings for Last Jedi. It's,
I liked Last Jedi.
Yeah. I like parts of it, but there's...
Last Jedi makes me feel funny in my vagina.
Well, you didn't really like it, did you?
I had hard feelings because I was like, why are they, like, Rey and Kylo Ren having a thing, which now I hear is hashtag Reylo. It's actually fan fiction. Nice. But
I'd watch that. I'd totally watch them doing it.
Yes, the connection was weird. Like,
I'd totally watch Rey and Finn doing it. I'd watch all three of them doing it.
Luke and Leia had a connection
to
Cloud City.
So are they related?
No. Rey's a nobody. I want her to be a Rowan. Okay.
All right. But so I have mixed feelings. Yeah. Last Jedi, because it made my Jiny tingle in a way I wasn't looking for and I was confused. I've got a lot of, I really just post Disney era Star Wars. Makes me feel strange, just like the Jonas Brothers.
Just like 2019.
I'm pretty happy with most of the films. I mean, I guess later on we'll go do our top four of the new Disney era. Okay.
Oh. So I didn't prepare that.
It's not that hard. There's just four movies.
Just talk about stuff you like.
Okay.
So see, I'm giving you homework now in the middle of the recording the show.
Oh shit! Google, where's your phone?
I'm not good at pop quizzes.
I was told there'd be no math.
Oh, my husband didn't realize that it was Khaleesi, the mother of dragons, was Han Solo's girlfriend in the
friend,
movie.
Lady
though.
Friend?
Yeah. Kira.
Yeah. Kira with a Q.
And
Amelia
he's like,
Clark.
She looks so familiar. And I'm like, that's the mother of dragons. He's
yeah.
Like,
I don't like her in any other role but the mother of dragons. I get really upset.
So you didn't like her in this?
No.
Wow. I didn't mind her.
Dude.
I kind of...
At the end... spoiler alert? Can we jump to the...
I kind of liked how cutthroat she was, but yeah. So soft about it.
Yeah.
I kind
of
liked it.
That's part of this movie. That's when it got interesting.
That's when I got mad.
Yeah. Well, I guess we got to talk about their relationship and, like, who loved who and what, you know, maybe...
She's a cold-hearted snake.
She's a survivor. She'll never... Because pretty much
different
a lot of
perspectives
it...
here, see?
Yeah, I guess so. But here at DFC, we go through the show, or the movie. Yeah. So we're going to... Let's get this started, I guess. Huh? We're already, you know, 2 hours in.
It's complicated.
But the film opens up a little differently than the other Star Wars films.
The crawl.
And we get the long time ago, I guess, far, far away. But then there's... It's kind of like the opening crawl, but it's coming at you a different way. It's pretty much the same shit. You know, just giving you information, giving you sentences, blah, blah, blah. So, and it tells you about, you know, what's going on in the world. And then we're down in Corellia. What do you guys know about Corellia before this? Anything? Do you guys know anything
that's
about...
That's a thing.
I mean, but yeah, you knew it was Han Solo's home planet, but...
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. They show that Han's hot-wiring a land speeder.
Yep.
And this is when you first see Han Solo. So, Alden Ehrenreich. What do you guys think? This guy had some mighty big shoes to fill for this role. He was, like, pretty much denied any success the minute they announced the Solo movie.
He failed just by existing.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? He was probably the most reason why I was apprehensive about the film, but yeah. pleasantly surprised. I thought he did a great job. I liked it. Overall in the movie, it still wasn't... I wasn't convinced if it was still a young Han Solo.
Young
Harrison Ford.
Right.
But I thought he did a good enough job. I liked it.
Yeah.
I think I was a well-wound player, and he did enough of, like, not being too serious, but still, like, poking fun at everybody, being off the cuff.
Yeah. What do you think, Nate? I think about Alden.
He did a really good job. I mean, being handed this role...
Yeah.
I mean, in Han Solo, and, like, what did he do before this? Pretty much nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did very little, yeah, a few things.
I mean, I thought it was good.
Yeah. How about you?
I think you fell flat.
I thought it was going to be so bad that it was going to be so distracting from the rest of the movie.
No.
But it wasn't. It, like,
he blended into the background. They could have called this movie Chewbacca, and I would have went and saw it in the theater. Yeah.
I mean, he had a lot of good one-liners. He had a lot of... He made me laugh a lot
that's
a bit.
What I'm,
like,
all of his one-liners were references to previous Star Wars movies. They
but
were callbacks.
Kind of,
no, not really. They had lots of good stuff in there, I think. But
he was good about, like, being, like, serious but not serious. Like, I'm fucking with everybody kind of, too. Which Solo did that, and it didn't feel forced to me.
One thing this movie had was that he had that that kind of cockiness and things.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
That Solo, you know, has. He kind of.
And he's good at talking.
Confident
to everybody
for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He has high self-esteem.
Yeah. He takes all those key elements that make the Han Solo character Han Solo that Harrison Ford brought to it, and he does it. He delivers on it. He delivers this attitude.
They should have
this...
punched him more. He was too handsome.
I mean, who cares how he looks? I think he did great.
I liked it. I thought he good. Yeah. I thought I was going to hate it, and like,
yeah, I was
pleasantly surprised.
I mean, why would you come out of the gates with, you know, a Han Solo movie?
Well, it's not coming out of the gates. It's the fourth one.
Tell us, Nate, about the time that you wrote a Han Solo movie and who you had planned to play Han Solo in your remake. Come on, tell us. Who did you pick for this role?
I can't even remember the guy's name. Milo Ventronelli? Is that his name?
Oh,
is that the guy from Heroes?
Yeah. The guy from Heroes. Peter.
No, the guy that fucks his sister and that's my brother and that's my boy.
Yeah.
And
he was Rocky Balboa's son in Rocky Balboa. And he's on This Is Us.
And before him, who did you pick before him earlier? Who's your original pick?
Jason Lee.
But dude, hey,
I
to
like
be fair,
Jason Lee.
15
I
years ago,
Jason Lee and everything.
Exactly. That was, yeah, you would have cast him in anything. He would have been Wonder Woman in your book, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he was fine. He was, I mean, he wasn't amazing. He wasn't the second coming of Harrison Ford, but he was tolerable. He wasn't an insult.
No.
He wasn't an insult.
I think he did great. I think he did.
I really liked it. Like, yeah. I thought it was going to be so bad that it was going to be so, like, disappointing and distracting for the movie, and I liked it. He had a good, his timing, it felt natural, more natural. It wasn't a young Harrison Ford, but I thought he did a great job.
I know. We all want a young Harrison Ford.
But we can't do, yeah.
This movie had, like, a comedy that was more, like, the original trilogy. And
yeah, it was less funny.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be so jokey. Like Last Jedi, like, has some really bad comedy.
Or Force Awakens, Droid Please.
Yeah,
like, come on.
It has some cringeworthy, and I'll admit this movie does have some cringeworthy moments. You know, we'll get around to it. It pops up here and there, but it has a whole lot.
I love the droid in this movie.
It has a whole lot of really funny moments. I think, especially between Han and Chewie. I think Han's got a lot of like one-liners back and forth with Chewie.
Yeah.
Right. Even though Chewie's just growling,
he realizes
what he's
that he speaks.
Yeah, they're like BFFs right off the bat. Yeah. So
it's like, holy shit, you speak my
really
language.
I think we all just want a Han and Chewie series. Where Han talks to Chewbacca.
I want a Chewie series. He's 150 years old and just. Or 190 in that Solo.
Not a
and
single then, gray. He's a Clairol girl.
But so, we're on the planet. He stole the car.
Right. Sorry. I said we digress. Sidetrack.
Well, not the car, the land speeder. This is just like land speeder, just like Luke rides, you know?
Yeah.
He's just committing some minor felony.
Yeah. This one's a little fancier than Luke.
It was very reminiscent to the one that they're like, Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan are riding through the desert.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, yeah.
It's very reminiscent.
There's just
of that.
Beat but up to
they,
shit.
And... Did they steal that one?
No. Well, even when Kira gets in the car later on, she's like, oh, this is nice, you know, you got fancy shit, you know. Where'd you get this? I stole it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So we got
like you do.
We see Corellia, which they're building like Star Destroyers and all kinds of shit, and that's kind of a callback to episode 4 where Han Solo is talking about his ship. He's like, I gotta outrun the big Corellian fighters, you know, he says that. So that's kind of like a throwback to that, which I thought was kind of interesting, but...
That's cute.
Yeah. What about Lady Proxima? How about that? Because he meets her. He doesn't meet her. That we see the scene where they're the worm lady.
Oh. The one that gets fried and then that goes under the water. Yeah.
I like the thermal detonator thing.
Oh, the rock.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
You just made that noise with your tongue.
Yeah, and
that was funny.
Well, it was funny because it didn't last much longer than that. It was like, no, to do this, and then he breaks the window.
What's kind of cool is that was actually a practical effect that lady.
Oh, that is a puppet. Yeah, 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 it's not CGI. So
that's pretty.
And it was cool. She got the nice little shot of her in the light.
Something to interact with, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's fun.
That's one thing that I'm missing that I loved about like the 80s and 90s that I'm missing today is the puppetry and the actual tangibility of things and things. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
having something real to act against instead of just a green screen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get later on, I don't know about the scenes in the Falcon.
Mm.
Usually they have just a green screen outside the windows. This time they recorded it with projection of what's, you know, they already made outside views already and projected out there and, you know, film that. So the actors are like really actually seeing what's out there.
That's pretty cool.
So they actually interact. That's right. Yeah.
Just like they did like the old days, they did, but it looked like shit. Well, no.
Yeah.
It's a new year, so. Yes, more shots. That sounds like a great idea.
Sounds good.
But this movie is set for as far as the timeline and where it sits.
Yeah.
It starts out 6 years after the Empire formed. So that'd be episode 3.
Yeah.
So that's where it starts. Later on,
so
we
Darth Vader's gone full Darth Vader at this point.
Yeah.
And they're like, their planet is like, we're kind of centered or whatever, because it's so really like heavily enforced.
Like, what other two Star Wars movies is it sandwiched in between? Like, where would it fall in the timeline?
So it happens before Rogue One.
Before Rogue One, after Episode 3.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, after Episode 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's gone full Darth Vader.
Because if you think about it, Han's about 10 years older than Luke.
Okay.
So Han was about, I guess, 16 when the movie first starts, and then he's a little older, then it goes flash forward like 3 years later. So he's probably like 19 for the other parts.
Okay.
So, all right, let's cheers.
Cheers. Drunk film commentary.
This is going to be like a 7-hour episode because we're all very passionate about fucking Star Wars.
Right? Oh, holy shit. Oh, man.
We are still at 3 minutes in. Oh, the movie.
Stay on point. We'll stay on point. All right, Jason. Lead the way, my friend.
Yes. So, where were we? Oh, they're getting out of Corellia.
Right.
They have the coaxium that he stole and he got away with, luckily. And they're getting out, so they get up to these gates. She doesn't get through. He does get through.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he gets away, and he has to go live his life, and he just thinks that she's going to sit there and wait for him to rescue her.
The car was kind of funny.
Oh, the car thing. Yeah. The Land Speeder chase. Yeah.
The chase, and then there's like, I can get through this air, watch. I'll go on two, like, up on the side, and then he's like almost through, and he just gets stuck there.
Yes, that was good. That was a funny moment. That was kind of unexpected and not, like, over-the-top stupid, you know?
You don't remember?
No.
It was when they stole the car, right, the opening scene. As he picked her up, and they're like, they're running around chasing, and then there's like a little.
They try to go sideways through the crevice.
And he's like, we can make it,
and then it stops and it falls
right
to the ground.
Right before, yeah.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. But then he gets through. Yeah, he does. Then they get to the like a checkpoint to move to the island.
To get through. Yeah.
Yeah. And his ID does his works and hers doesn't, or
no? They bribe the girl that's like guarding the gate
with the coaxium.
With the coaxium.
I think you saw this movie.
I did. I've watched it 3 times. I've retained almost none of it. I told you I've got feelings. I'm a complicated person.
They both go through. They're both approved to go through, but like Han goes through and like the guards like grab her like as right before, and then
the guards got her. She's fucked.
And she says, "Run."
And she's like, "Go, run!" And they close the door. So
he does. He totally. And then the robot chases him. I remember now.
Okay, one thing we got to talk about this whole opening part is these dice.
Yeah, the dice that all of a sudden are important to Disney. The Disney dice, as I'm going to call them. Because they didn't exist in their not canon prior.
I mean,
they were in episode 4.
It was a little forced of them to like show it because he steals a car, he places it on the rear view
mirror. While he's driving a stolen car.
Yeah, and then he removes it.
Special edition of episode 4.
No, you can see him. It's hanging up there when
Chewie
bumps his head on when he comes in.
Really?
Yeah, they're hanging there. They're not. Really? You don't see him in episode 6. So
I like to refer to him as the Force Awakens dice.
Yeah. Disney dice is pretty.
Disney
good.
Dice is what I call them.
Yeah, because I don't see the whole legend of those dice was that that's how he won the Falcon was in a game of Sabacc, which I guess was a dice game back then.
Oh.
It was always a card game. Even in
Sabacc?
The expanded
those were the winning. Those were his winning dice that he.
But he had them in his pocket. His girlfriend gave them.
Oh, Sabacc was always
right?
a card game.
Well, he won it in a dice game, I guess.
Anyways, those fucking dice became so important. It's about 5 years ago.
But like, as he got like, so he like, you knew it was important to him because he actually kept it with him with the stolen car. But as they got separated, he gave it to what's her name?
Kira.
Mother of dragons. Kira with a Q.
Kira.
Yeah.
As they're separated, as a kind of a way, like, I love you and I'll return to you.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get to bang you before I got.
And she's like, run!
You would think if she was taken prisoner, though, they would have confiscated and took the dice.
You got orifices, so you can show that shit. Say,
she took the watch.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Or she swallowed it and sifted her shit. Because, you know, bend over and cough.
Died of lead poisoning.
All right, so Han is out, and he's escaped.
He's free. He's a
free
elf.
On the other
elf.
Side of the gate, yeah. I guess, somehow.
But he wants to be a pilot, and he, like, lied and said he's going, like, he is a pilot to one person or something. Or
well, he sees the advertising, which is cringe moment number one for me, is the Imperial March plane in the movie. That you hear, like, the screen. You know what I'm talking about, Nate.
Yeah, it's just playing as like a propaganda movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Join
the Imperial Empire. Yeah. Help your people.
It's
kind of
weird.
You hear?
Didn't they have clones?
But there, it seemed very much like the Join the Army movie ads in the 90s and 80s.
Yes, and I would have been fine with it, but it was using the Imperial March song was playing on that video.
And that was
in the movie itself.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
It was a diegetic song.
I remember.
If you have heard, that's one of our recent episodes. That's one of my favorite episodes, actually, the ones where we're just doing all them songs.
Cause,
yeah, I listened to it a couple weeks ago or so ago. And, yeah. We were already shit-faced, and we were singing and just talking about stupid music. And
I was actually impressed, though, with the limited amount of singing. Like, I thought it was going to be a lot more than what it actually was.
Well, my cattle prod worked pretty good.
My whole life is a musical. You didn't know.
But yeah, the whole Imperial March playing in the movie, that was kind of rough. But then he goes in, and then the other moment where the guy gives him his name, which is kind of like, Solo.
Like Han,
you're by yourself.
Who's your
I
family?
I see you have a red cup. We'll call you Solo.
That is lame. Yeah. So what's his real last name? Nate, you read the books. What's his real last name? Jones?
It was never...
Is it Henry?
He was always Han Solo, even in the expanded universe. I mean, they never said how he got his name, but...
It was never not Solo?
Yeah. I mean,
he didn't have an ID before that point in his life?
Well, and then you would think if the...
he was a thief, and he didn't...
Trying to be sleuthy.
Let's say you're in Germany in the 1930s, and you're drafted in the Nazi army, and you're against this whole idea. And you go in, and they give you a name. Okay, you're Nadia Khrushchev now. You do it, and you're there for like a few years, and you get out. Are you going to keep that Nadia Khrushchev name?
No,
or are you
going
to go back to your old name?
Right.
Just say, fuck you guys. I'm not taking your fucking name. That's what kind of bugged me about it, is that...
I see.
Because he later, he gets sick of it.
They made Solo not be a Solo a family name.
Yeah. And then also he talks about his dad later on. He said he wasn't close to his dad, but he knew his dad, which means... Don't they have a name? I don't know.
Right.
What kind of world is this? Everyone else in Star Wars has two names.
Yeah. Or three.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Rey?
Well, okay, there's one.
What about Finn?
What about
fucking
Cher?
Fucking Disney. Fucking Disney. What about Madonna?
What about Bono?
Thinking's hard. They don't want to have to come up with new names.
You sounded like Nick Kroll.
I got bags. Sorry.
But anyway, so Solo is trying to get out of... out of the planet Corellia, and he signs up. He says, I'm going to be a pilot. Right. I'm the best pilot. Fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck
Empire. He was going to use them for their GI Bill, and then he was going to get out.
Yeah.
But so somebody like warned him, like, you, like, as long as you know not to be yourself, because they're not going to let you be anything if you're yourself, you have to conform. Because then he, like, was only a pilot for a year, and he got booted to the...
Yeah, he was in the flight cadet at first.
Yeah. And then he got booted to
too much sass.
Yeah, he was sassy. He's like, all right, you're like a foot troop now.
Yeah,
you've been demoted for your mouth, mister.
That's where we get to. He goes, you see him say, which is kind of funny, he goes, well, we'll have you fly in no time, Han Solo. And then it cuts to 3 years later, and what's he doing?
He's like in
flying through the air. Yeah. The explosion goes off, and he's flying through the air.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed that one, but... It's 3 years later, he's a grunt work at our, infantryman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, why isn't he in a stormtrooper uniform? That's one thing that kind of...
Casual Friday.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, you guys are just adding fuel to the fire over here. When you say stuff like that, I'm like, see you guys? It's not that good of a movie, right? I want to love it because it's Star Wars and they own me.
Why wasn't he
at least wearing like a white jumper, like the underwear?
Stormtrooper armor.
He should have looked like he was wearing armor wear.
I think they didn't do it because when he meets up with Beckett and all them.
He's gotta look cool.
Well, they need to be able to tell them apart and who's who, you know?
Yeah.
Can't be like, oh.
Oh, this one guy in a white suit. The white helmet. You look like everybody else.
But they're on the planet Mimbam.
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 Is Nimbam from the Expanded Universe? Have we ever been there before?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm looking up on the internet.
Oh, the internet.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing.
Oh.
So he's battling them. He mentioned the thing about, I think we're the...
Mimban's
hostiles,
exciting,
and
actually.
He gets in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mimban's exciting. You know what happens on Mimban? It's where they first meet Chewbacca.
We're getting to that.
Yeah. That's the exciting part.
But first he meets the crew, we'll call him.
Oh, yeah. Jon Favreau.
Yes.
He's
we can
so
talk
cute.
To him first. He is Rio Durant.
Yeah, he's
the monkey.
Little monkey guy.
Oh, the pilot. He's
an Ardenian.
An Ardenian.
Get it
straight. The four-armed Ardenian.
Yes,
he was great.
Cool.
He was great.
He's so good.
Like,
I
he
love
was
him.
Like, they made him so great because they wanted to.
They're gonna fucking kill him.
And they wanted him to make the field. Yeah.
Right? They were like, oh, he totally embraced Han right away and was like, cool, we can use another kid. We can use fresh blood. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, he's energetic. Like, he was all about, like, making friends.
He was great, yeah.
Yeah, Rio was cool. I wish we would last a little longer.
Right? Now, that's a show I'll watch. A man and his monkey.
And then there's Val.
I liked Val. I like the actress, though.
Who is...
She was the girl I hated the least.
Tessa Thompson. Not Tessa Thompson. The other one. The other one. She was in the Waterworld. Not the Waterworld. The cowboy one on HBO.
Oh, Westworld.
Westworld. Thank you.
She was also in...
Fandy Newton. You haven't seen Westworld?
No, I never watched Westworld.
Oh,
she was also in Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
See, now I saw that, and I've seen pretty much everything Groot has done.
Well, Spotify's playing a commercial.
You don't remember her in Chronicles of Riddick?
She
was like the
Did she help release Vin Diesel and make him free to kill everyone?
No, she was like the wife of the bad guy in that one, and when she put on her eyeliner, it like kind of like sizzled. Remember? She like...
Nope.
Oh.
All I remember is Vin Diesel killing people and looking hot.
I don't remember that movie either. I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh,
and there's a chick named...
Like,
I think her name is also Kira in Chronicles of Riddick, isn't it? Isn't
Kira is...
But it's spelled with a K and not a Q. It all comes full circle.
Yeah,
all
that right.
Now back to the movie.
Okay, that was Fanny Newton.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's also the leader, Tobias Beckett, played by Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Probably the biggest star in the film,
love
right?
him. Right. So,
I do like Woody.
You rather... Woody Harrelson or Forrest Whitaker?
Would I rather have that for a star?
Yeah,
rather
I mean,
for,
would I rather
for what?
Who would I rather? Just because it's like these two names in a Star Wars movie, kind of like they're kind of it's weird to me to see like Forrest Whitaker and like in a Star Wars. I don't know.
I got three words for you: Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, motherfucker. He is the best motherfucker in the galaxy. If he would have just listened to Anakin, it would have been a different world. He knew what was up. He was just not... He was saying it in a strong way and not in a compassionate way. And Anakin is a bitch. He didn't understand. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. I guess between the three.
Well, I'm just saying that they've had, like... I mean, in the original film, Alec Guinness and Moff Tarkin, Peter Cushing, they're both, like, movie stars. They're, like, the Samuel Jackson of their day. He was in tons of shit. He was a Academy Award nominee, if not a winner.
He felt a little Star-Lord-esque to me.
Where
with the duster. Beckett. We're meeting Beckett and
Beckett.
The crew.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I did really like Woody Harrelson's character. Or his... hey, stop it.
Hey. You can't be on the show.
That's my dog, Rocket. He's a fan of Marvel. There goes his sister, Jubilee.
Let's take a quick stretch
five. She's the worst X-Men. Rockets.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
We took a little break there, but for you, it was timeless. So, we are on Nimbam.
We are.
And Han lips off to his superior, and he tries to rat out Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he tries to tell on Beckett, and Beckett's like, bitch, please.
Because he wouldn't take him on. He's like, you won't take me, I'm going to rat you out. That's kind of a bitch thing.
Right.
But whatever.
Like Mac from It's Always Sunny.
But
what happens to
him? So he gets thrown in this pit.
Oh. callback.
And here we got callback to what?
To when Luke Skywalker got thrown into the Rancor pit. Oh, look, our hero gets thrown into a pit with a vicious monster. Then what happens?
Yeah. That was a brutal fall.
Yeah.
That was from far up, and he landed right on his back. I wouldn't have got up for a week.
It was really muddy, though.
Yeah.
The mud broke his fall.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, but unlike Luke, what happened to Han when he fell
into
the pit?
Well, Luke fell down a slide.
Right, but into a pit.
Because remember, the Gamorrean tried to climb back up the slide, and the gate shut on him.
That's true.
And yeah,
the Gamorrean.
So that was like a little fun
because
slide.
They wanted Luke healthy. He wanted him to be strong. So
to
like,
fight,
the,
to entertain the Rancor.
I'd say he fell
more entertainment.
2-3 feet, like 4 feet. Maybe.
How far did Han fall?
At least 4 feet into the ground.
Okay, and how far did Luke fall? He didn't fall. He slid.
Kind of.
Han fell from like 20 feet up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, and it hurt. And and then what killed him? Or hurt him. What did he escape from?
Well, then we get our Chewbacca.
Yay!
For me, my favorite character in the movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down.
Chewbacca stole the film.
MVP. Yeah. He is. Chewbacca is the true MVP. Like,
he's badass. And even the way they shot him like coming out, they made him look like some kind of scary monster.
He was all covered in mud.
Yeah, he's all dirty.
He's
kind of, you show like from the back. Like,
he's filthy.
But even though he was covered in mud, his hair still looked good.
Maybe you're born with it. Maybe you're Chewbacca.
His hair was so very like luxurious and like all through.
Now, when those stormtroopers said, throw him to the beast, did you guys know right away, oh, it's Chewie?
No, I didn't know.
Either, right?
Well, when he got down in the fucking pit, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Like I figured
it out
very quick.
Yeah, something like
No.
But they worked together team.
But I was so excited. But because it was cute, because he spoke Kashyyyk.
He
was like
a little.
Now Nate, you can now in the theater, Nate, didn't they have subtitles for that? You remember
part
that?
Part of it. Yeah.
For the Wookiee talk, it was like broken English. Pretend. You hit pole or something like that. It was like just broken little words.
There was a bit.
There was subtitles though. That wasn't on the Netflix one.
No, it was not on the Netflix one. No. There were no subtitles.
I like it way better without the subtitles.
They gave a name of the language Han was speaking to.
Yeah,
it
speaking
wasn't
Shuriwook. No, that's the planet. Planet is Kashyyyk.
Oh man.
Shuriwook.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
that's
their language.
What do you mean? Isn't English the
the universal language? The universal as in the universe?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, in the theatrical version, they had the subtitles. They decided to get rid of them, I guess, for because they weren't on
it. I would have liked that. I was like, yay, I can
they were
Wookie.
Dumb. They were dumb.
Aww.
It was just really stupid, like...
Disney tried.
Yeah.
They still did a little bit in the... You know, the Netflix had the subtitles and the original didn't?
No, the original
The theatrical had subtitles.
Okay. When we just watched it on Netflix, I remember him saying a little. It did have a little bit, like a subtitle that said, but very minuscule, not that much.
Hmm.
But when I remember asking, like, you know, and he said a little.
Growls enthusiastically.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, you know.
But, like, after he pretty much said that I had a little, then it was pretty much just growls. Like, they didn't actually,
but it
you
was
know.
Cute how they totally, like, WWE'd it. They, like, tag-teamed up and put on a show.
Knocked that pulse down. And
right.
Yeah.
And so those troopers fell the same distance from Han, but I guess they're dead.
Right.
They didn't show...
They were not as graceful divers.
Nice to see Chewie just kind of bash their fucking head in or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it is PG-13, so you can't ask for a lot. But, so they get up
but
there.
But still, it was fucking Chewbacca, and that's what we were waiting for.
Now we get the scene with them chained together, which I thought was pretty funny.
That was cute,
except for how did he get chained up to him in the first place? So Chewie was up there. Because he was chained up by the stormtroopers at the long distance all the way down to where Chewie was in the cave. You know? That'd be a long chain. And it seems like a lot shorter. The chain kind of changes size according to
the opportunity. Because he had a chain when he was like when initially went in the pit because that's how like Chewbacca like drug him out.
Yeah, they're chained together.
Yeah,
they're chained together when he's thrown in somehow. So
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a little part, but it was funny when they're running the wrong direction.
Glossy detail, Disney. Glossy detail.
I know. I'm kind of nitpicking about some stuff.
Yeah, how did they get chained together? Now that you mention
did
that.
They get chained
well,
together?
The thing is that the only way they could is that the stormtrooper did it way up there. They had the chain already set up up there.
Oh, hooked up to Chewbacca.
And that, it went all the way down in there.
Like the chain had like a base station that was unused.
It had to have been much longer than when
it had to be many feet.
Yeah.
But then Chewbacca could have climbed up it.
Yeah.
So many plot holes.
Yeah.
And the plot holes thicken.
And we're only,
all right. Anyways, but we're happy because Chewbacca's here and they're friends.
Yes.
And they break the pole.
And they escape.
And shit is victorious. And they then escape. They're like, hey, let's bail.
They get on Beckett's ship.
Right.
We have our famous shower scene.
That's right. Because Chewbacca could have waited, but he didn't.
Well, I thought that was
cute.
Cool. Yeah.
Cute. You know what, though?
In all fairness, with all that hair and it was all impacted in Chewbacca's fur, he should have gotten the shower first.
Yeah.
Before
Wookiee's first.
And then, well, Chewie doesn't care. He's like, I'm naked all the time anyway. Fuck you. I'm hopping right in here with you.
Right?
We're sharing this fucking water. So I thought that was cute, too.
Yeah.
But then they go to planet Vandor. This is where we're going to do the train heist. What do you think of the train heist? No, he doesn't remember the trade heist.
No, I
don't remember any of the important parts whatsoever. I'm like, Chewbacca, I remember that.
Well, a lot of people died before, like, Solo really got, like, embedded into the team.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the successful one. Because they had one mission and they succeeded, and then their second... Wait, no, this is the one where Val dies.
Where the Val and
Val dies.
And the other guy with the horror and Rio dies.
And Rio, yeah.
They both die.
Totally takes some bullets.
Because they were supposed to have, like, top secret information nobody else was supposed to have, but then they're stealing stuff, and the other person got it and thought they were stealing it. They didn't get it, though. They destroyed the shipment. Instead of taking it, the only option Han Solo.
That's right. It was hanging
shipment.
In the air because there was flying, and there was that other bad group.
Memphis Ness.
Right, but they're not actually a bad group. They just
we don't know they're
a bad group. We just think so.
Yeah, but still, like Beckett was really pissed off because like we're only
terrorists
supposed to be the ones that's supposed to know this.
Yeah.
But so and it was Han Solo
like
was the
first
one
gig.
But he was flying and he's like, I can fly this. And he was like, but it was his decision to drop the shipment and Beckett was pissed about that because he just lost his girl because she blew up herself with the bridge to carry it off.
Yeah, that's when he punches them afterwards.
Yeah.
And they, but then they go
is that
aboard.
How he gets the chin scar.
Boom, boom, boom. But we go on board the yacht. Going to this bar. What do you guys think of the bar, Jolene? Yeah, the singer's there, the one chick with the weird thing in her face.
I like it.
The head in
the head
jar.
In the jar, very Futurama.
I liked it, but it was almost too derivative because her mouth was almost a mic. It was.
Right.
It was like, it's
oh,
cool.
Oh, a singer has a mouth for a mic, womp womp.
Yeah, very derivative. Very derivative.
Well,
but it was okay.
Very derivative.
I just kind of liked that they weren't singing words, though. It was just kind of like, more like bebopping.
I was hoping for that same song, you know?
No, I kind of liked that it was different.
They have to change it up, you know? They're trying to do, like,
I was actually, that was just look like at a the scenery.
It was okay.
But look at the scenery at the two different, like,
Joes.
It was...
Jazz.
It was very different, like, atmospheres of the very high end versus a jazzy underground kind of red.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. We're gonna die with the guns up. We're taking a doing job.
You can hit us up on email at
drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Hope you like us on Facebook and you follow us on Instagram. Is that how it works? Liking and following?
Sure.
What's Twitter? I don't think we have a Twitter.
Nate, do you tweet?
On Twitter, you would follow us at...
Oh, follow Sam's Instagram? You follow Instagram, right?
You do follow Instagram.
Wow, they're both following, huh?
Follow.
Huh.
I
don't
know the technology.
Obey. Consume.
We are getting through Solo, A Star Wars Story.
We're getting through it.
We're getting through
one character at a time.
Let's get up to Lando.
Yay!
Lando!
Lando.
Everybody loves fucking Lando.
We do.
We do love Lando.
He's the blackest motherfucker in the galaxy.
The only.
He's the smoothest.
He's amazing.
I am super jelly of his cape collection, though.
Oh, seriously. He capes like no one you know.
But we meet, get together. They have the big first of two sabacc games.
Right, games. They're gambling.
Yeah. Because after the heist goes fail, they may... Meet, what's the guy's name?
Oh, Dryden Voss. Yeah, we didn't get to his subplace.
Oh, they meet the bad guy.
They meet the bad guy,
we
Dryden
don't care,
Voss.
He's a dick.
And we see Kira. Kira is working with Draga Voss.
Yeah,
oh, that's
that part,
right. Kira
yeah.
and Han run into each other.
Yes.
And Kira's like, bitch,
the whole bar thing
I got this.
At,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The bad shipment. That Han Solo decided to drop.
Yeah.
When Han and Kira see each other, Han is like a puppy. He's like, oh my god, my friend, I was trying to get my shit together to come save you.
And Kira's like,
and she's like, bitch, I got this. Yeah. Right. She was like, puppy, I'm grown. I'm woke.
Yeah.
She got it. And she didn't need any help. She was very, she's a
What's the actor's name that plays Draco? The guy that plays Vision as well?
Paul Bettany.
He does a great job.
He's hot.
There's a
ton I loved of, him in Legion,
ton of
Legend.
Easter eggs in his room. It's like a trophy room of just all kinds of cool stuff. There's a Mandalorian armor that
Ooh,
can hang glass.
Like Boba Fett.
He has one of those Minox from Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
The ones that are stuck on
the
window
are,
and
yeah,
the cave.
That are inside the mouth of the cave.
Yeah, yeah. He has one of those like in a fucking big jar.
Wow, I never noticed that.
Yeah, he has what else is there? He has a thing that looks like the Indiana Jones crystal skull, but it's more of like a regular skull, but it looks like it. And that's actually from an old book, one of the old 70s, 80s books, like one of the Han Solo ones. It was on the cover, and it was like, yeah, like it was kind of a crystal skull kind of story.
Really?
Yeah.
So both Han Solo and Indiana Jones
kinda,
had crystal skulls.
Yeah, yeah. And there's
it's
also...
You know
baby.
What? That makes me hate crystal skull a little less. It really does.
One more item that you can see in there, you can catch once in a while, is the golden medallion, or not medallion, golden trophy head that Indiana Jones gets in the first scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're down in South America.
Like a little gold monkey?
With a, yeah, yeah, these trades were the bag of sand.
Uh-huh. So
I made the idol. I throw you the whip.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
idol.
Thing,
the
yeah.
idol, yes. That's in his trophy room?
Yeah,
that's
in there too, yeah.
I never know. Now I have
There's
to watch
all kinds
again.
Of shit back now, there.
Oh, man, now I gotta
Me
watch
too.
It
Adios,
again.
My friend.
I've only watched it 2 times. I gotta watch it again.
Now I have to watch it. Now I have to pay attention.
But. So yeah, we went through the bar. They met with Kira. I like some of the lines in the bar. They had some great lines in the bar.
What, between him and Kira?
Yeah, yeah. Like the one where he's like, so what do we drink to? And Han goes, we'll drink to and see where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, that does, that's very Han, but I'm ching, Han Solo-esque. Yeah, like him just trying to be slick.
Yeah, yeah. That's very, I love you, but me too, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, then Dryden Voss and all his stuff in there. Then they need a ship. Okay. They have a pilot. Yeah. They need a ship.
Because they said that they'll go to this one planet and get the raw, the shit that we lost for you. We'll get it raw, we'll manufacture it, but we'll get it to you tenfold.
The coaxium.
Coaxium.
Let's talk about coaxium.
We want to talk about coaxium.
That's a huge order right there. Come on.
Right.
It's hyperfuel?
Just a drop of this shit. I mean, a little goes a long way with coaxium.
Yeah.
Very little.
Universe is big, though.
Okay, so they in the train heist, they blew up the coaxium that was already made for them, right?
And I kind of like...
And
I
they fucked it up.
The,
but then they were like, hey, Paul Bettany,
that
be
was
cool,
the only
we'll
way
get
to
you some
their
fresh
tie,
shit,
though.
Right?
Yeah. It was the only way
so then they go out on the second mission
yes.
to collect a raw version.
And then manufacture it.
Unrefined, right.
But then
refine it.
Right, and that's when Lando comes in the picture, because he has the Falcon.
Yeah, Kira knows a guy.
Kira knows.
We didn't even go over the card game.
Well, yeah, we're getting
into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she's going to bring him to meet the first
Lando.
Card.
Lando.
Yeah. I tried going to Lando, and then these girls pulled me back and said, no, we have to go backwards.
No, but Lando. Let's get to Lando now, because I'm excited.
I'm sorry, we jumped a little bit.
Okay. No, you're fine. No, it's cool.
We've been drinking.
I've tried.
Yeah.
So Lando is playing cards, being a smooth motherfucker.
It's like a poker game.
Being a young version of the Colt 45 man, like he is.
Fabulous.
Just being awesome. And Han comes in, and he's like, oh, shit, I know this game. And he thinks he's going to play it, too. And he thinks he's a smooth motherfucker. And he's going to talk Lando out of his ship.
He had a good hand.
He did. He had almost the best hand.
You know what's funny about this whole scene is that I was looking through and did a little bit of research for this movie. You know, so I kind of knew a little bit of what I was talking about. And I was trying to figure out what planets are on one. That's one thing I liked about Rogue One is they told you that little bottom thing popped up on the screen, which planet it was.
The corner and told you where you were.
It's like, okay, cool, that's that planet. I had to go through, and there's a lot of, like four or five different planets in this movie.
So where are they?
They're on the same planet that they had the train heist on. They meet Lando.
Oh. Okay. So he knew the train heist happened?
Vandor 1 is the planet.
Even though the train heist was almost like very snowy and icic, and like where they go play cards is almost like tropical, like jungle-ish?
Yeah.
No, the tropical scenes at the end.
Don't you know any planets like that?
Well, no, I don't know any of them like that.
No, it's
tropical in one place while it's snowy in another.
I know, that's one thing I thought
it's
was kind of
Wisconsin.
Interesting. You know, it's like, because most of the time in Star Wars, oh, this planet's all snow, this planet's all swamp,
it's
all sand. It's pretty cool to see that changed up. So I was like, what planet is this on?
That planet's closer to the equator.
Yeah, it's called the Lodge they're at. That's where they meet up. And
it's not a cantina because it's fucking cold outside, so it's a lodge.
No, it's warm where they are. It's the jungle. It was cold.
Train heist was cold.
Lando's wearing his fur coat when they're outside after they leave here. So it might be kind of chilly.
Maybe they just had the heat on inside the lodge.
But they do a game of Sabacc, and they play. Han Solo bets a ship that he doesn't have.
An imaginary ship.
Yeah, he mentions the model number.
See, that's that cocky shit we were talking about. Him just making shit up.
Though the model number is actually the same ship that was in Rebels. The main ship. The Rebels cartoon series.
Okay, the Ghost.
Is that what he learned to play, though?
Same model
or
ship.
Or learned to drive when he was actually
a pilot? Ship. Probably knew it was like a nicer ship because he knew the models. Probably.
It's another one of those Carillion ships. Okay. They all have the same cockpit kind of style.
So the guy was like, ooh, he didn't want to see any paperwork or go outside and see it or anything. He was like, you got it parked in space right there?
Well, it's funny because Lando wants his ship, and then all of a sudden Kira comes up, and we never hear about Han owing Lando this ship ever again. It's just done. It's, Kira just squashes that. Like, nope, okay.
Yeah. He was lying for me.
Yeah,
whatever.
Much.
I'm Kira with a Q.
But we get, Lando, Donald Glover.
He's
what do
so
you guys
great.
Say?
Okay, so where I feel like the other guy failed to be Harrison Ford, I feel like Donald Glover really, really encapsulated Billy Dee Williams. He did a good job. There was some cadence in his voice. He had those deep moments and like the spacing. And it felt like him. It felt like he started out smooth and cocky. He ended up smooth and cocky. And I believed it more than the other guy.
See, actually, I was actually more excited to see Donald Glover as Lando than Han Solo. And I actually felt like he felt flat.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, weird. We were hot in different directions on this one, baby.
You know, because, I think it was because my ex was...
Expectation was so
low for Han Solo, but so high for Donald Glover. And like felt like it got there sometimes, but not all the time.
I liked it, Childish Gambino.
And I felt like
it's delicious.
I felt like he was less of a dude than Lando was in the other ones, like a little shady.
He
but
was
he was
smooth?
More.
He was more shady and less smooth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Than Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
I'm like in the middle. I was kind of. I don't see the big deal of it. I think Donald Glover did fine.
Yeah.
I think,
I was just expecting so much and I'm like, it just fell flat because I'm like, meh, it's okay.
I think Alden had a much bigger role to fill and did a better job.
Me, Lando kind of stole the movie. As soon as Han sat down at the table, Lando kind of started controlling what was going on.
It was the Lando show until he fucking bolted.
Yeah.
He bolted a couple times and he just cheated to get to where he was.
Right, and we know that. And Han figured that out in the end.
In the end, yeah.
But I guess I'm biased. I like Donald Glover. I do. Mm-hmm.
I liked him.
That was a role I wasn't upset with.
Yeah, I haven't
seen
him
much.
I just
expected more.
He was on the TV show Community.
I never watched that.
But a part of it wasn't his acting. It's actually the character that they wrote in him. Like, Lando, and even like the original ones, like, yes, he was a little bit backstabbing, but he was more of an actual... He had more of a presence of himself, or, like, it still had somewhat of a...
He's young,
morale
it's been, than it was, the, he had the a couple more years to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hey.
We'll talk more about this later.
Han's nose got bigger.
When we talk about his droid.
Yes, we're getting, yes, that's what we're coming up on.
Oh, Nate's, I love Nate's bottom bitch over here.
Love
L3.
L3. Yeah, she's in the fighting pits at the lodge. There's some kind of, it's like cockfighting with, but with droids, I assume. Yeah. That's what I kind of figured out.
Yeah.
And that's when we get the Ron Howard, you know, official rule that he has is that Clint Howard is in every of his movies. And we get our Clint Howard brother? Appearance. Yes.
I love his brother though.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's so creepy. I love it. He's so creepy looking.
Do you ever watch the cartoon Big Mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the hormone monster? You know the creepy old hormone monster who's gross? That's like what Ron Howard's brother is. He's like the creepy old hormone monster. Like, we tolerate hormone monster. And that's...
Oh, my God. You see this picture of him on Wikipedia.
It's not
great.
Shit. Not
great. He doesn't like the hormone monster.
That's what I think of the Howards.
Now, everybody go look up
and I apologize.
Wikipedia is better.
And I apologize as a ginger, and I don't mean to be a betrayer of my people.
But Clint Howard plays Rollakilly. Does he look just like him?
What's a Rollakilly?
Yeah, minus the horn, yeah.
Minus the horn.
He is the human who runs the droid fighting pits in the lodge on Mandalore.
That's right.
He's just trying to make some money.
You know, he had some problems. He hated droids. He had a reason to. His planet was ravaged by General Grievous during the Clone Wars.
Oh, and Grievous is the king of the droids.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, why did Grievous have a wheeze?
Mace Windu crushed his chest on Coruscant.
Using force powers?
Using force powers, of course.
Yeah. That was in the Darren Tarkovsky Clone Wars series.
Yes.
That was on Cartoon Network. I just watched that, like, this summer.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
That was a good Star Wars experience.
Original Clone Wars cartoon. And it came in, like 3-minute bursts.
I still have that DVD, and I had to lend
in it different
back.
Artists.
I had to give it back to you.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was all the same artists. It was all Darren.
You totally lent that to me.
For me, that was the lead-in for Revenge of the Sith.
It was.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
I mean, that was what...
That's how Anakin got his scar.
It explained so much for you. And then they're like, well, that's not exactly canon.
Yeah, it's not canon anymore, is it?
It's not canon anymore?
No.
Aww.
The Clone Wars that's on Netflix now is considered canon.
The Disney Clone Wars.
Yes. Well, it's not exactly Disney canon.
It is Disney, right? The Disney Clone Wars? Are they? Because he totally looks like
it wasn't
Aladdin.
Disney then, but
it wasn't
Ezra from the Clone Wars looks like fucking Aladdin straight
Ezra
out.
Ezra wasn't in Clone Wars; he was in Rebels.
Oh, pardon me.
Yes.
Anyways, Ezra looks like a Disney prince.
Well, he does.
But we digress. Now
that's
where
still
were
a pretty
we?
Decent season series, though.
Yeah.
You guys watch the new one, The Resistance? I haven't watched that at all.
Not yet.
No.
Yeah.
Where
are we? It's not on Netflix yet.
Yeah, right.
Netflix, give us a dollar.
But so we will
so
get
Han is helping us escape.
L337.
Oh, yeah. She's fighting in the pit.
Yes.
And she's kicking ass and taking names with her angry vagina. Her angry robot vagina.
Vagina? What?
What? L3 is the poster board for feminism. Right. I mean, it's not. I'm not angry. I enjoy it, but seriously.
But she was still the same voice in like episode 7 of the Finn. You know, the what was the girl that got thrown into the trash compartment in episode 7. And A New Hope.
Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
Phasma? No, it wasn't Phasma. It wasn't the same actress. It was a different actress.
Are you sure it wasn't
the
same?
I have the IMDb.
I could have sworn it was the same.
They're both white British women.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an easy mistake to make. L3L7 is voiced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yes.
Let's find out what else she's been in, shall we?
So she wasn't the one, okay.
She was born in London, so that's her real accent. She was in a bunch of stuff we never heard of. Goodbye, Christopher Robin. The 12 Days of Christmas. Fleabag. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything that Americans know.
Okay.
She's a British. She's doing pretty good for herself as a British actress, but none of the stuff's on American TV.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We love you, Britain. We gotta get education. I like the young ones. I like Blackadder the Third. Monty Python rules.
I thought it was the same voice. Okay.
No.
As which one?
As Captain Phasma.
Oh.
As Brienne of Tarth.
Okay.
It's the same kind of
I still love staffy. L3, though.
Yeah. I love L3, but I feel like she is a feminist.
Well, it's funny. I can give you some details on L3, a little backstory.
And
on
I feel like
here.
She's banging Lando.
Maybe. She is a one-of-a-kind droid.
Because she's a vagina?
Oh.
She improves herself with scraps of other droids.
She's a cannibal.
If you look at her, she's kind of R2-D2.
The head.
And like the arms and the parts of her chest and stuff are.
Yeah.
Where is she?
What do you mean, where is she?
She was right here.
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't know she was the thing.
She rolled off.
We had a toy on the table here. Oh, there she is. Here she is. Okay, so she's like an R2 head and kind of, what kind of body does she have?
She's like a R2, kind of like a piece together.
But she's much taller. And
because she was very, like, almost side-magneted. Like, the head, the chest, and then, like, the groin area with just some, like...
So he put her together? He pieced together his own sex doll?
This is where I wanted to get into.
And then, get in the mic, Nate. How did you feel about L3?
I know L3 connection. I mean, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's tell us how you feel.
Speak into the mic.
You think Lando was banging this droid or what?
Yes.
I mean, let's get in.
She pretty much alluded to it at a point when she's like, I need you to do that thing later, and he was like, okay.
Doesn't that just, like, crack her back or something like that?
Even Kira asks.
Drain her oil.
Well, how does that work? And the droid's like,
It works.
But
she also says they're not compatible.
So. Or was that her misreading?
I almost seen a whole movie just Lando in L3.
Nate's
gonna be googling
that
porn later.
But Lando, all his talks, all his movements is almost like flirty. Like, and I can see maybe
even with his own robot, he doesn't know how to turn off the charm.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
So he's just on.
I'm sure he put like fucking tapes on. Like
what did you think, Jason?
Of L3?
And their relationship in general.
That's kind of weird.
Hashtag complicated.
I laughed a lot when she was explaining it to Kira.
I had a couple questions, and the first one was Lando banging that droid?
I can see Lando being very appreciative of her navigation skills and her, like, reading it as him wanting to fuck her, though.
She was great, though. She freed a bunch of droids, and she took one for the team, and then she saved them. She
and
got
the
them through the maelstrom.
And the conversation that she had with Kira, like, he wants
right.
to, but
she
I can't.
Some serious
it was fucking hilarious.
Talk.
It was
right.
hilarious.
But she was like, hilarious. Know your worth, girl.
I found my true calling.
She was really powerful.
Hey, and Lando never got mad. He's like, that droid. And then he ran after.
Well, he like came and excused why. He's like, I can wipe Lando her, but like she's got the best navigation system. So
navigation system, I say in parentheses
through my to my dick.
We digress.
All right, so we're moving on to the big scene of the reveal of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh!
I mean, just before that, we get, like, a
so many
piss
orgasms.
Joke. We get another bad moment, the piss joke on the fence. Oh, I can't go if you're not looking, or if
you're
watching me.
You're not looking?
Oh, I can't go when you're watching me. It's like, that was...
Yeah.
That was pretty dumb.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. But we see the Falcon. It's got a big boot on it.
Yeah, it's got a boot on it. Because this
somebody
is Detroit
play registration
or Chicago.
Fees.
It's been sitting too long at this stop.
I guess Voltron or Vandar.
Vandar,
yeah, I guess Vandar was
Paul Bettany put a boot on it. He was like, y'all ain't going nowhere.
That's just mine now.
Fucking Lando, he's like, well,
he's like, it's cool.
Obviously, you must have experience removing these things.
He just assumed, like, you're a piece of shit. You'll know how to get a boot off my car. And then Han Solo was like, Yup.
I got you.
Well, no, Han Solo, it was Beckett.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Beckett's like, I can do it.
Yeah, and he's like, I got this.
But then he calls Chewie. He's like, hey, Chewie, you need some of that Wookiee strength.
He charged him more money before that, too.
Oh, yeah. He took some more of his cut.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He said he first negotiated 25%. And he's like, all right, because the fucking boot,
yeah,
you get like, 20, bitch.
Right.
Beckett was like, rule number two, double tap.
Lando cracked me up.
Rule one, cardio. Did.
He got fucked over the whole time.
Who?
Lando.
Lando? Yeah, Lando. It was always, he prayed the deal did not get worse.
He's like, this is why you never let anyone fly your ship. And that's why. Because it gets fucked up.
And then what? He bailed. He was like, fuck this shit.
Lando lied in, like, the whole way, though. And he was like, so yellow-tailed, yellow-bellied the whole fucking movie, though.
He's a politician.
He's Trump.
I wouldn't equate Lando to Trump. But he's definitely a politician. Or a magician.
So they're going to attempt this Kessel Run.
Oh, see, this is exciting because we've all heard about the Kessel Run.
Yes.
That's canon. That's a
and under
big part,
12,
right?
12
parsecs. 12 parsecs, right? That's a big deal. And then in Force Awakens, they make a joke about it, or is it Force Awakens or is it?
It was Force Awakens.
Yeah, when they say 14 parsecs, and then Han's like, Han's like 12.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a big deal, and a parsec. We learn is actually measurement of distance,
Solo,
not
Chewie,
time.
He has a little protest that it took kind of a little longer.
Right, he rounded down.
Yeah.
It was less than 12.5.
Not when you round down, buddy.
Exactly.
Chewie's like, rawr, rawr.
He's like, you're the only one who knows.
For a Wookiee, he does some great grumbling.
He does.
That's one thing we miss is their moment on Beckett's ship when they're outside kind of hanging out talking. And he's like, what's your name anyway? And he's like, I'm not calling you that. That was another thing that was subtitled but isn't this time. Because it said...
The Chewbacca?
It said, Chewbacca, son of blah, blah, blah. So it was actually long when he first told him. He said, my name's Chewbacca, son of Rudy Rook, whatever his fucking
name is. I do remember that.
Remember seeing that?
That's not on Netflix.
It just says Chewbacca.
It says Chewbacca.
It doesn't say anything. It just says, like, speaking
If you
Wookie
put your subtitles on, it just says Chewbacca.
No, yeah, no. Me and Bulls just rewatched it, and it said Chewbacca.
When Han says it, because Han says it, he says
right.
Chewbacca. Well, I'm gonna call you something shorter than that.
No, they had
when
a
Chewbacca
limited,
speaks
limited
his name though. They had subtitles for the Wookiee speak
in the movie.
In
but not on Netflix
for theater release.
They had a very little bit of it. Yeah. Some of it they had it subtitled, but not as much as in the movie.
But they're on a Falcon. Chewie's playing the holo chess.
That's right, and he can't push the players off the board because it's hologram.
Yeah,
he's mad.
Yeah, he's that old Shinino. That's hologram.
He's terrible at this game.
Or is he just kind of like acting out? Just kind of like happy. Maybe he probably. I think he knows. That
right,
they're
but
not
he's
real.
Just like fuck it.
Just
like, he's
yeah,
just getting
like,
some energy.
Yeah,
out.
That's what I think. I think he knows that they're not real. And some people say, "Oh, how's he doing?" You know, but whatever. I'm cool with it. So, in the cape room.
Room full of capes.
Yeah.
Well, Kira is
something
trying on Lando's fashions.
Right.
Who the fuck won it, though?
I forgot he had a cape room. He seriously had a whole room full of capes. We can hear the dog's tail wagging.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's
okay.
The noise was the dog's tail thumping against the base of the island. Julie has an intense tail. But no, I seriously forgot that for a moment there until you reminded me that Lando had a cape room.
Oh, yeah. And she's
and
wearing a cape.
And she's just trying on all these different capes.
She's wearing one that looks a lot like the one he wears on Cloud City.
Right.
But it's,
very
might
teal.
Not be, but very, very close. But
teal.
Han comes in, stops her, and we get a little smooching right there.
Yeah, he smooches. He steals a smooch.
I almost, when I first saw that scene, I thought that was in the same room where he kissed Leia.
Oh.
I thought maybe
it
that he,
like
he it. Turned it into the, you know, it was a cape room and Han, like, tore it, you know, and just made it his room, you know.
Oh.
Why is the dog going out every 10 minutes?
What?
What the fuck?
They're just so,
three times we've been recording.
They're excited about outside.
Do you know what dogs do?
We're trying to, like, make them be less noisy because they're really sale. And then she started growling. And yeah. Then
okay, so is it factually? Is the cape room... The room that Hanan...
No,
because they were doing work and stuff in the room.
Well,
that
yeah,
they
I think behind any
right?
panel you can probably get at something. There's That's probably true. Shit behind any panels, any
and
room.
Yeah, I think that Han did a lot of modifications to Millennium Falcon after this movie.
Right.
Like he said,
he
I did a lot of special modifications. To this
yeah.
Ship.
Personalized it.
Lando,
and
that's Lando did too, because he
so
made a cape added, room
at a wet bar.
So
he added the
changed a lot of it, you know. But
he had the ejection thing. What do we call it? The ejection.
The what?
Oh, the escape shuttle.
Escape pod. There you go.
Escape pod. Yeah. Right.
Words hard.
Words beer. Hard. Beer. Cold.
But I thought that was really a reminiscence of Han and Leia kissing,
yeah.
Especially because it gets interrupted.
It's just
too.
Han kissing a chick. Anytime Han tries to get some,
somebody's
gonna cock block.
Yeah.
It's amazing that Kylo Ren was ever conceived. Truly, that somebody didn't interrupt before the money shot, because probabilities are high that he wasn't gonna succeed.
But that's you know, Beckett's breaking it up, and then.
Right.
Kira goes out and
Beckett's
talks
like
to,
he's like the, C-3PO.
She talks to L3, and that's where we find out about, you know, they're not compatible, and,
right.
You know, that whole scene that we talked about earlier.
It was great,
earlier.
Though.
And that's when he decides.
I think he likes me too much, but we're not compatible. I don't know how to tell him no. I don't know how to let him down easy.
Because L3 is hot. She's a confident, she's a body strong lady. L3 knows who she is. She
yeah,
rocks
baby.
It. Proud of
yeah.
her.
Amanda would wipe her, but she has the best navigation system.
I know, right? Hashtag
yeah,
me too.
Yeah. We gotta get to that too, and when we come up to that part. But they arrive at Kessel.
Where the Kessel Run occurs.
Yeah, the mine planet, I guess it is. And they come out posing with Han and Chewie as hostages.
Yep.
We get, we see a throwback to Return of the Jedi. Woody or Beckett is, what is going on over there?
Nate's having napkin complications. It's fine. It's fine. He's figuring it out.
Okay. Okay.
Keep going.
Are we going to set our thumbs on fire?
No, I hope not.
Oh, yeah, we are.
No, he gave him ideas.
No, he
Nate,
said it earlier.
Nate
we're
wants
on break.
To do flaming thumbs.
Are you great? Okay.
He wants our shots to be on fire. Here, drunk film commentary. We do not condone usage of fire.
Sounds like a great idea.
While you're intoxicated. Please have a fire extinguisher on hands at all times.
We suggest that you do.
Commercial.
Time for a break.
So we're okay.
Ooh, black jelly beans. Ramblam.
Was that Sambuca?
Yeah.
Sambuca. Clear, not black.
They're both good.
Tastes like jelly beans. So are we like an hour in?
Yeah, a little bit over.
Alcohol. Alcohol. Alcohol.
That's Gogo Bordello.
Gogo Bordello.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back from break.
Yay.
Drunk film commentary at yahoo.com. Have you done the DFC challenge?
What's the DFC challenge?
It's to make it through one of our whole episodes.
I have, and I've succeeded.
Yay!
On multiple occasions. And not just the ones that I'm on.
Oh, wow. Oh. But we are at Kessel. We have Han and Chewie as hostages. Beckett is wearing the Lando outfit. I'm good, I just got one. Thank you.
The sweet vest.
The mask thing. He's wearing the same mask that Lando wears in Jabba's thing.
Oh, the tusk mask.
Yeah, like I guess,
the
yeah.
helmet
okay,
and
yeah.
tusk kind of mask.
The four-horn crew thingy.
Yeah. The predator mask.
Covering his face, yeah. His mouthpiece.
Yeah, but it's the same outfit, so I guess he, Lando.
The classic right. skiff guard mask.
Skiff
guard? That was, yeah.
Yeah. From Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nate.
I didn't think it was a skiff guard. I didn't think about that, but yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it is, yeah. Huh. Yeah, I kind of thought he got it on Tatooine, I kind of assumed.
Well,
that
that's what it said on the card of the action figure.
Skiff guard?
Skiff guard disguise.
Lando disguise, yeah.
Oh.
So.
Aficionado.
And that was actually one of my all-time favorite action figures from the line. So.
Oh, the helmet came off and shit, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he was fucking cool. He came with the blade, and it kind of like part blaster, part blade.
Right.
Was it like a long staff kind of thing?
A staff thing.
Staff blaster.
But like,
did he have
blade
a cape?
Blaster. No cape.
No.
But he had the killer helmet.
Nice.
You're petting my dog, but the angle looks like you're petting my husband. It's a good. We're having a lot of fun here at Drunk Home Commentary.
Indeed.
Keeping the dog quiet.
I was petting underneath her chin, so it must have been, like, made
it look like you're tickling my husband's balls. Yeah, it was great. Hi, I'm Nadia, and Nate is my married person. And
I'm sorry,
Jolene was petting our dog in a way that was really entertaining.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm glad you felt it entertaining instead of getting.
I wasn't
off.
Threatened. We're friends. It's cool.
So everyone gets in the castle. They all take their positions. There's Kira and Beckett in disguise.
Right.
They're up on like the post, ready to meet with
being important people.
Meet with somebody.
Right.
There's L3. She starts heading towards the droid station.
Right.
Who else is there? Han and Chewie. They're in the elevator. Decide to take those fuckers out.
Yeah.
Chewie rips his arms off of the dude.
And that was like, awesome.
He's like, that would have fit me perfectly. Why did you do that? I did like that.
Yeah.
He's like,
that was another great moment between them two. It just kind of was naturally funny. You know, it wasn't a joke.
It wasn't forced.
Yeah, it wasn't forced at all. It was just like, perfect. It was good stuff.
It was fine.
Good stuff. Yes. So, what else is going on? We got, hey, where's Lando?
Where is Lando?
Oh,
what's
where's
he doing
Lando?
At that time? He's like, I'm going to just chill back at the ship. I'm going to keep things
tight.
Yeah,
he's recording
pretty
much. He's recording the Calrissian Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. His.
Hey, Jolene, can you say Lando Calrissian?
Lando Calrissian.
Throwback.
Calrissian. I'm horrible.
Calrissian.
Calrissian.
That's a throwback to our clerks.
Yes. She
Lando Calrissian.
She couldn't say Lando. We had been drinking a lot that night, as is tradition.
I had to speak a lot.
On Drunk Film.
Oh, you were Dante, yeah.
Fuck,
he was Dante.
Find that episode.
Lando. Hear her say Lando on that episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
This is where they get into the mines and start breaking out, and Chewie finds his people.
He does. He finds
he
a lot of Wookiees.
He found like a group
like
of Wookiees.
Five of them.
And he's like telling.
I thought at first it was like four of them, and then he found more.
And he totally told Han, he's like, listen, bro, I gotta go. He's like, we're tight, but I have to free my people because that's not cool, bro.
It's like, it's cool.
Fight the power.
Yeah, I got you.
And Hondo. Lando and Han together. My favorite fuck toy, Hondo. Han was like, listen, bro, I understand. And he let him go. He didn't fight him. He was like, I get it.
You go do
people.
You, boo.
Right, do you, boo, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool.
Because
that,
he like also
he
told him, he's
weapon.
Like,
yeah,
I had
a
planet.
I had a planet,
but they totally like seized it. I don't have a home now, so.
Yeah, he told him about that. That's when he said tribe or family, and Beckett's like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good line. Yeah, that was a good line.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, so yeah, we're with Chewbacca. The one guy's name's Sagwa. That's the other Wookiee. The main
other
Wookiee.
The other main Wookiee.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
Sagwa.
Chewie saves him, and then he ends up He does my best favorite scene in the movie.
After he
is
sees,
when, wait. My favorite scene in the movie is when Chewbacca grabs that dude and fucking body slams him head first to the ground. That is
he
the
does
best.
Tombstone.
It is good.
He tombstones him.
That is the best second and half of that movie. Ground. It's just like wham.
Well, this whole movie really is the Chewbacca show. Like that was the saving grace.
We got
really.
Chewie standing right here holding Darth Maul in his arms. It's adorable. But yeah, that scene I saw in the trailer and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be there to see this movie. But they get outside the mines, everyone starts to gather up, and we see Han, it seems like he might have made his first kill. He shoots one dude, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, but he shoots one dude, and this is when they're outside in the field, already getting on the Falcon, they're trying to get all the
glass
on. And Chewie and the other Wookiees are helping him get the big
tubes they're carrying
on.
Tube by tube.
Because Han could barely
the
pick
raw,
one up. So.
The raw.
The raw.
Coaxium. Yeah. So they're out there fighting and battling it out. L7 comes out and she gets shot.
After she like pries off the like the bolt off the one droid and like liberates,
she fights
all
to the fucking end.
She's like, I found my
like,
true purpose,
motherfuckers. Seriously,
yeah, that was all right.
I feel like if it had been American actors, it would have been Jane Lynch. You know what I mean? She was really sassy.
Yeah, Jane Lynch could have done that.
She was really powerful.
She
kind of fell into it, but she was very much like. like rooting for it from the beginning, except like don't let them.
Right.
Like they're just trying to make you do
what
they want
to
do.
What's Jane Lynch famous for?
Jane Lynch?
Yeah,
she was in A Mighty Wind.
Oh,
she's tall and blonde and angry.
Oh,
and she used to be really pretty, but now she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
She also did like the celebrity game night,
she
was
like
in
L3 for me is like British Jane Lynch, basically. Like that's how I feel about her.
Jane Lynch could have.
It's not a bad thing.
Was Jane Lynch that did? Okay, L3.
No. We're just saying
she could have.
She could. She really could have.
She
could.
She felt like Jane Lynch. She was sassy enough.
I created a diversion and I found my true purpose.
She did.
By freeing all the droids and like all the prisoners.
And you know what? Then
because
there's really,
a lot of all the miners were prisoners too.
And then L3 freed all of these droids. Like she freed
inorganic and organic and organic.
She freed everybody. She was like, fuck the prison, right?
I found my true purpose.
And then she fought her way back to the Falcon and then she died. And then Lando had like pulled her back to the ship in his arms and he was going to try to like download her brain.
Her corpse is falling apart.
He loved her so much and that was beautiful. Like that's another reason I love Lando. The Lando L3 relationship is is really L3.
That was great.
And Lando and
that
Chewbacca made this movie for me. Han was like, Han wasn't even a main, even though it was his solo was his story. Like, everybody
that
else
was actually
more
one
important,
of the saving, the
except
saving
for
parts
Kira with
for
a Q.
Lando.
Fuck that bitch. But everybody else.
I kind of like the ruthlessness of her.
I didn't.
She was branded.
She's
I mean,
a hater.
Come on now. She's already branded.
She's trifling ass bitch.
She's the survivor. She's
Kira there. With a Q. Fuck you. Anyways.
Jason.
So where were
we? Bring us in. Bring us
in. Realism, Mel. Realism.
Okay, I have a thing about the whole L2 or L3.
L3
thing.
Right. She's a powerful lady.
So she's destroyed, right? And I guess so she's dead
but
now.
But her head, right. But Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay.
Or whatever she kept saying.
But I remember this movie called Star Wars. It's now called A New Hope.
Right.
Where our hero.
C-3PO?
Well, no, not, that's Empire Strikes Back. In A New Hope, R2-D2 gets his fucking head blown off in the Death Star battle.
Right.
He's like, kaboom! It's fucking, yeah, it's all fucking half gone. He looks like fucking Kennedy. You know? And Luke even comes back, he's like,
he's
I don't
know. It's fine, we're gonna download him into another R2 unit.
Yeah, he shows up at the awards ceremony looking all spiffy.
It's
like,
cool. R2 is in the cloud. R2 is in the cloud. It's fine. We just downloaded him to another blue and white tank. That's why he flies and sometimes he doesn't.
I believe
wow,
that's I can
deep.
I know, right? Fucking R2 for life.
But so why couldn't they have saved L3? I don't know.
Because we needed
her
to be
her
into the Millennium Falcon, right?
Yeah, I think
we needed to do the custom run, right? Is that what you're saying?
I do really wish that her personality actually came through a little bit more in the Millennium Falcon.
What was that movie?
Well, C-3PO makes that line in Empire where he's like, you're the ship has the most peculiar dialect.
Oh, right, because it's L3, because she's like, what's up?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
L3 is so cool.
But you got to think, she is a sentient droid who is now trapped inside the ship.
Millennium Falcon with Han Solo.
She has just found her calling as like a droid revolutionary.
Powerful vagina.
That's going to save all the droids, and now she is trapped inside the ship for all eternity.
These dipshits.
Yeah, yeah. With a stinky fucking Wookiee and goddamn Han Solo.
Right.
It's just like...
And those are the good years. Wait till she's totally stuck on Jakku doing nothing.
It's like the old robot joke of like, why? Why'd you make me feel pain? Why did it...
What is my purpose?
Yeah, yeah.
You give butter.
So L3's not, but they need to take her out right away and plug her into the Falcon. That's their main thing. They have to finish this Kessel run.
Because she is a dynamo. So they need her. And her brain helps them get through the Maelstrom.
The Maw.
To the Maw of the Maelstrom. Which is basically just a giant, Rathtar.
Well, that's outside the gravity. It's the gravity well.
But what is the creature? The giant creature in the gravity well? It's just a giant Rathtar. It's like a Rathtar lost in space that just ate whatever flew in its direction.
The Maw Cluster?
Sure, it sounds delicious.
There's no chocolate in it.
There's no chocolate in the Maw Cluster?
No.
I'm disappointed.
No. Well, that's the name of the whole tube, the bunghole sucking in.
Right.
Yeah.
That's reminiscent. I'm going to go right Disney. Disney in the Thor movie, what was the name of the giant hole that they had to go into? The anus? Nate?
The devil's anus.
The devil's anus. So we have to go into the Maw Cluster instead of the devil's anus. But you know what? Different universe, same hole.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Thank you, Disney.
How did you bring it up?
What did you guys think of the music for the film?
Was it John Williams?
It was not.
Yeah.
John Williams did do the very first song here, the Hans theme, the one that kicks it off. John Williams did that, but then another guy
did the rest of it.
Did the rest. But he did it's a lot of throwbacks.
You can tell. It was more energetic.
You think?
Bum-ba-bum.
See, I want to get his name right.
Who is the new John Williams? Because John Williams is like 100 now,
well, they've
right?
Had different. Well, John Williams, almost. I don't know. Yeah, he's old as fucking dirt. But
we're olds, and he's older. So
he's doing the saga films, the 7, 8, and 9, and someone else did Rogue One,
of course.
And now someone else did
most
Solo.
Of Solo.
Solo.
Episode 9.
John Powell. What's that? Nate, speak in the mic. There you go.
Episode 9
is that guy's last.
John Williams?
John Williams' last movie is episode.
And then he's not doing music anymore at all?
No, he's done.
He's done with Star Wars.
He's done with Star Wars. He's done making music for movies.
Because he's 100.
No, he's not quite 100, but he's close.
Almost. He's like 87.
He's in his 90s, let's see. He was born in 1932. That's a long fucking time. He's 86.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not even 90 yet.
But thank you, John Williams,
he's
for all you've done.
He's 10 years on him. Come
but he's
on.
Been great. Remember
Come
that time
on,
you did
Williams,
that episode
don't
of Family
die.
Guy?
No.
No. Family Guy did a Star Wars parody, and in the parody, they started out as John Williams, and then they switched to Danny Elfman halfway through, and it was like... Which is great, because I love Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Tim Burton. They collaborate a lot.
Without John Williams' score to Star Wars, I think... That movie would never done nothing.
Right. If it had just been pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
John Williams gave it an operatic, heavier adult feel, right?
Jillian, where are you going?
It made it more epic.
Oh.
She's going to the table with the pizza.
Yeah, I like the music. And I like that it kind of brought back a lot of parts. It brought back, like, the old stuff. It threw in, like, a little bit here and there. Yeah. All of a sudden, you just... You know, the Falcon go to hyperspace and you hear that dance. You know, it kind of just come
you.
In.
It was triumphant or it was sorrowful. Yeah. It had that more
it was, you know, music,
traditional Star Wars feel.
It was music by John Powell. with
John Powell doing John Williams.
Yeah, with John Williams themes, I guess they would call it. This is when Chewie becomes the co-pilot. That's another, speaking of those moments.
Oh, yay! That's another Chewie.
Chewie sits down in the seat. He knows exactly what to do, what flips the switch, and he takes over and is officially Han and
Chewie. Right, and Han's
because
like...
Because we miss it.
Han's like, you know how to fly.
Yeah. I wouldn't, yeah, I'm 190.
Right, and we learn, and that's when we learn that in the Solo story, Chewbacca is 190. So how old would that make him in episode 4?
Like 200.
Right. So he's 200 in episode 4. Right. So, you know what is, as a side note, you know what's really cute in this movie that I love? Is the way that Chewie and Chewie's people treat Han like he's the puppy. Like, Han's people, or Chewie's people keep petting Han. Like, they keep bopping him on the head, right? And, like, Chewbacca just kind of deals with him and lets him, because he's like, oh, you're new, you're 28, you don't know shit. You know what I mean? Like, Han is the puppy, wherein, like, kind of the retro aspect of it is that we think of Chewbacca as, like, the best man's best friend, or, like, the dog character, per se, to Han's Chewie. But truthfully, Han's the puppy, bitch. And this movie kind of highlights that, the way that, like, the other Wookiees just pat him on the head, like, oh, aren't you cute?
Yeah.
You know? And I love that. That was a little thing that I caught.
Yeah.
About the patting on the head.
Nice. I love the Wookiees, yeah. And, you know, like the other Wookiee, Sagwa, I think.
Yeah, he was hardcore.
He looked beat up. I mean, but that's because he's been in that mine forever. Yeah. You know,
they're being
starved. They're balding. Their hair's falling out and shit. You know, so there's that kind of thing going on. But also in the Falcon, we got Beckett working the cannon. Which is only a single cannon this time.
So that means Han makes it a double cannon?
He makes it 4. It's 4. The toy was 4. Right, Nate?
Nate, tell us about the cannons. Tell us about the cannons.
On the Millennium Falcon.
On the Millennium Falcon. Tell us about the cannons.
Well, yeah, there's 2 cannons on the top and on the bottom.
Making 4 total. Right. But in this movie, how many cannons were there? He's unsure.
No, Nate, I'm talking about in Solo, they only have one, like gun coming out.
One ventral cannon,
yes. Whereas in A New Hope, they have 4 coming out of that one post. You're working 4 fucking things. It's totally 4. I'll bet $2 on it. No takers. Winner.
Is that correct?
Winner, chicken dinner.
I'm not versed enough to argue with you. It feels right.
We got Beckett's working the cannon. It's just a single cannon this time. It gets jammed up again. It gets jammed up in Force Awakens.
That happens
too.
A lot.
Yeah,
Bad angle.
Yeah.
Get jammed up. No lube.
Han's pulling some fancy shit. He does,
He listlessly to the left.
Well, he does the thing with his landing gear. He makes that kind of dumb story about my friend.
It destroys all his landing gears.
But he makes it. That's just like going to light speed when you're trying to break the sound barrier.
He makes
so
it
can
that aspect, unlike he made it with the car, like the car, the stealing of the car in the opening scene. Because it kind of
It's successful this time.
Yeah, because doesn't he do like the sideways thing?
Yeah,
and right. This time it works. Right.
He likes to go sideways. Instead of like just being stalled.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
You guys didn't notice that?
Yeah, I did. I just forgot about that.
Now that
you
say
it,
it comes full circle.
This is also when I told you that they do the rear projection that's going on here then too.
Right. We're seeing it from the outside.
Yeah, which is really cool. This is when he shoots out the escape pod. And this is Han and Chewie are flying the ship for the first time ever. So this is like a pretty cool time. They're fucking shit up.
Yeah, it's great.
But they're going, spinning around in this gravity well, and they need to pull out some of the coaxium.
Oh, one drop.
Because there's this creature that's also going after him, but it's also being sucked in the black hole at the same time.
Oh, that's the Kraken.
The Kraken.
I don't know what you want to call it. It's a Kraken. Anytime anything's sucked into a vortex, it's a Kraken.
I just think of Phantom Menace and the shit that was underwater there in the beginning. And I just, oh, gooberfish.
A gooberfish, yes. A gooberfish Kraken was going after you. It was bigger than you, and it was in its natural territory.
And this is when they shoot out the escape pod, and he kind of pulls that. He's like, hey, look at this. Boom, go after that thing.
Oh, right, as a distraction.
Because a lot of people freaked out about the Falcon when they saw it, when they first saw an image of it from the movie, that how it was like longer and it looked weird and shit. Oh, that's not the Falcon. I remember.
Han had a decade of alterations to make.
Well, it didn't take long because after this, when they land, it looks like
he had Chewbacca power.
This is also the radar dish flies off for the, you know, actually chronologically, it's the first of three times we've seen it happen.
The radar dish flies off.
Yeah, off the Falcon.
They do not have DirecTV anymore.
But they drop the coaxium in there and they get the jump light speed. Well, barely. They kind of almost float in.
Well, it does a delay where, like, they lose power for, like...
Yeah, the engine fails.
Yeah. Suspense.
That happens a lot. It's going to power back on. It's going to kick on any second.
That's a total throwback. That's a Han Solo goes...
Call
watch
back.
This.
Callback.
And it goes... Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Just like, in Empire.
I remember.
So they arrive to Savarine. That's where they're going. They have this coaxium that they need to get refined.
Right, and they have to. They have a limited time, right?
Because once they get it, it's
highly explosive.
So
and they
very
put
explosive.
It, they put in those smuggler's holes that have conveniently been on the Falcon since its birth.
Fill those holes.
They arrive at Savarine. The Falcon lands. Right. You get a good shot of it from the top where it's just like,
and then they're like, hey, it's cool. We got some stuff for you to... They
it's
just alter it.
Half the landing gear. The radar shit's gone. It's
just
a whole chunk
of
the top of it.
Gear before it was, for doing
it's amazing that Han still wanted it in that condition.
He loved it.
But
I guess,
who do they find as soon as they like landed? Is the person that they thought they died at almost.
Hold on. They get this is when he says he did the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
And nobody's impressed.
Well, and Chewie like says
it was like
12.59.
Knock your round down, buddy.
But they also like jump the wormhole, kind of like do it right. They're
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's also when he sees Lando, and we have a good moment of
this is like
him and Lando together.
Like,
Han's
like
got his arm around him.
Like, taking the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs is like when you have a roundabout, instead of going around the roundabout, you just jump the middle of the roundabout and go straight over. That's basically what the Millennium Falcon did, was jump the roundabout.
Yep.
Yeah,
and they were like, fuck you guys.
I made the roundabout on zero turns.
That roundabout was fucked.
Knock your round down, buddy.
Roundabout, what?
But we get the Lando line. I hate you. I know.
We know. Womp womp.
Han replies, it's a great, you know, back to I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So
Star Wars did it. Oh, wait. This is the Star Wars movie.
It is.
That's Star Wars story.
Star Wars did it.
This is when Han tries to get Kira to come with him. Try to get her to leave.
Be my girlfriend. I'll save you.
Yeah. And she says that...
You won't
that,
be murdered or raped anymore.
And she tells him that you're the good guy.
Yeah. He's not actually... He wants to be a bad guy. He wants to be a naughty boy. Yeah. But he's really not. He's a good boy at heart. He just gets led astray.
He says, I'm a terrible person.
Really, he's not. I've totally known worse people than Han Solo. Everybody he shot first deserved it. He was really just doing the world a favor.
But then, who shows up?
Darth Maul.
Spoiler. Like, this is so cheesy, this music. It's like such, like, sounds like a Western song, you know?
Can you hear the music?
This is when Enfys Nest shows up.
Enfys Nest,
with
okay.
her posse. She has her
right.
posse with
so
her.
So Enfys Nest, they seem like bad guys, right?
But they're really the good guys.
But they're really the birth of the rebellion, and we just don't even know it yet, right?
And you saw that one person died at the train heist that went bad, that like, even though you're not getting it, we're gonna blow up. And
right,
it really was the daughter, cause just
and they're
the
fine,
same
right.
mask.
Right, and she's a weird kind of freckly ginger.
She's like, she's a half-breed.
She's weird underneath her.
She's not just a ginger. She,
no.
Like, she's a mixed.
She is.
Well,
she's
that's
beautiful.
Right.
She's versatile.
Fucking beautiful.
No.
So we're talking about when she takes the helmet off?
Yeah.
Because I thought that was weird that they made it seem like her taking the helmet off was going to be like a big deal. And then when she did and I saw it happen, I'm like,
you're like, this little kid. What?
Well, she looked mixed. I thought she was Beckett and Val's kid.
Oh, that would have been cool. That would have made sense.
That's what I thought.
Because, he's going
to be like, holy shit. He's going to say, holy shit, it's you. And she's like, yeah, this is what I do
now,
Dad.
That
would have
been a better story.
This is what I do now, Dad. You have to help me out. And then he backs out and pushes out the hand, helps him out.
That would have been great. Yeah. That would have been better if he would have been like, this is my kid.
Yeah, and she looked like she could have. That would have been like a reveal instead of just, it's a teenager.
It's a freckly-faced kid,
Yeah, I mean, she was fine, but she didn't need to be a secret, you know? I think she did great at the role.
Right.
It just didn't need to be, like,
some kind of big reveal.
She wasn't even allowed to go to the premiere because they didn't want her to be associated to the movie.
Really?
Because they want to be a secret.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I think Enfys Nest was, that was a nice touch. They were trying to give the movie depth. They were trying to, you know, show that people who are sometimes perceived as bad guys really have good motives underneath. I understood it. I know I'm a big naysayer on the movie, but I didn't hate that part.
They're also
that was
kind of
fine.
Dread Robert Roberts in her though.
Oh, too. Dread Pirate Roberts? Yeah, totally. They were
like,
Princess.
It was
Rainier,
my
like,
mom.
You're
like,
a bad guy,
really
but now I'm the bad
up.
Guy.
Yeah.
I see what they did there. What do you think, Jason?
About what? Emphasized?
Did you like her?
I thought she was okay. She was fine. I wish she had more mean to
what
this
were they
whole
gonna,
reveal.
What was she going to do with the coaxium?
I thought the whole... I mean, she was going to go smoke it.
She totally showed her underbelly way too soon, though. She's like, bleh.
Oh,
I don't know what
scene.
To do with my... Now I'm supposed to fill my mom's shoes, and bleh. Here's my underbelly. Gut me if you want.
But we find out she has, like, a posse, which includes Warwick Davis. Little
Yay,
Wicket. He's
Willow.
There. There's a yellow Rodian, like Greedo-looking guy.
Yeah, they're all from different planets.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. And then Two Tubes, which is the same dude he's in Rogue One.
Oh, there's a crossover character from Rogue One?
Yeah. He becomes part of Forrest Whitaker's crew.
And then Forrest Whitaker dies.
They all
and
die,
he makes
yeah.
it?
No, nah, you think he dies in Rogue One. The Death Star, like, destroys their city, so I think he dies there.
He definitely dies in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Rogue One is after this movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did like
we
directly.
Already, did we
no,
kill
like
the one guy?
7 years.
Who'd we kill?
Draco or whatever?
No.
Is
no,
he dead yet?
Not yet.
I'm drunk.
And
that's
doing,
fine.
Man?
Yay, Jolie. I want to kill him too, don't worry.
Gohan has a plan to take him out.
Right. He's
and,
clever.
But Beckett, all of a sudden, says, nope, not involved, don't want to do it, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
What the f- did that make any sense to any of you guys? Come on.
Like, you knew he was gonna come back and fuck you somehow.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
just seems
knew
shady.
It.
Yeah.
Knew it.
All of a sudden he's like, no, I'm not doing this.
But he like kinda warned him the whole time, like, dude, I warned you the whole time, like, I'm only out for myself. And he kinda like told him that.
And now that his baby mama was dead.
But it's still, you kinda knew he was coming back to fuck you. You knew he was coming back to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was just kind of weird that he's all of a sudden gone.
Yeah, he left way too easily.
And then Han and Kira and Chewie get up to Dryden's office. Which is weird, because that has an elevator straight to his office right there. You walk in,
so
you're right in
the office.
So the
party room, kind of, yeah. Well, there was other themes. There was, like, booze and, like, jewels and shit and, like, sculptures.
This is when he gets the coaxium.
Yeah.
And...
The fake.
Well, yeah, that's one thing like, I was thinking. I mean, of course, this movie would just ended really early that they did this, but Dryden would have thought it was fake. He would have, like, thrown it at him, you would think. Or, like, banged it on the ground, like, oh, yeah, you're fake shit. Banged it on the ground, kaboom, everyone dies. Right? Nate, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Why did they do it that way?
I don't know. I kind of like because
he was being
because he
would the whole time that it was a double cross.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Han Solo was dependent on Beckett to show up and fuck him over.
And that was part of their double cross. I mean,
it was like a double cross twice removed or some shit, wasn't it?
It was like boom, I got you.
He was, if he did that, I don't think he would have been able to fuck with him as much. Like, it was more of a delicate dance this way. He's like, oh, it's so good. He's like, how'd you get it to be so good? More, I know it's a fake. because somebody already turned on you. Because it was more that way. You know what I think it was more of a fuck with you. Like, I'm going to mind fuck you and think you're on my side and it's so good. I know it's fake, though.
You can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Boom, here's your bro. He's walking in. I own him. He's been sucking my dick all the time.
Pretty sure Beckett was sucking his
because
dick
he was pretty much he was pretty much polishing it. He was like priming him, be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna rub you. I'm gonna think you got everything. Like, here comes your boy. I know it's a good fake, but I know it's fake.
But Han remembered Beckett's very first lesson, and that was
don't trust anybody.
ATA. Don't trust anybody.
We get the big battle though between Solo and Dryden and Kira.
Kira stabbed a motherfucker.
Room. Well, that was weird because Kira like stopped Han from shooting him, and then just killed him anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she wanted the win.
But that was also strengthening. Yeah. That was also like strengthening her bond to him to make him like turn his back on her. Like, you're on my side for her to go in for the kill. Yeah. She really needed to get him on the vulnerable side. Like, I need to strengthen my bond to get you to reveal your belly to me before I can gut you, bitch.
Well, okay.
That's how I read it.
Huh. Yeah.
So she was just playing the bad guy the whole time?
Playing him for him to expose his belly so I can gut you and take your spot.
He could rip his infinity stone right out of his head.
Well, she kind of pushes him away, like, hey, I'm coming, you know, go ahead, and yeah.
Then what happens?
Then we have the appearance of Maul.
Darth Maul! Okay, so this part upsets me, right?
Oh, wait,
so,
do all four of you know who Maul is?
Ray Parks?
But I know where he came from, episode one, all that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Everyone's aware of who
Nadia, you know?
I'm very aware of Darth Maul. Okay. Darth Maul is my saving grace for the trilogy, the new trilogy, per se.
Really?
Yeah. I love Darth Maul. He was great. He had a lot of sweet moves. He had a double lightsaber. He was all action. It took two Jedi.
Double dong. Double penetration.
Seriously,
bitch.
It took two Jedi to bring him down, and even then, he came back as a robot. I mean, Darth Maul is the mom, right? Like, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about the original trilogy because I'm such a Star Wars snob.
You are.
I am such a fucking holistic.
I'm a
like,
Star Wars
fucking,
lover.
I'm a snob. I'm a snob. I like what I like. Yeah. And then
I like Ewok adventure. I don't like that Jedi.
Listen, don't talk shit about Ewoks. All right.
Well, I'll talk shit about Ewoks all I want.
They may be primitive, but they did the legwork, okay? Ewoks are hardcore. Ewoks will kill a motherfucker.
I could kick an Ewok like 20 feet.
But,
easy.
But you would try to cuddle it because you would be fooled by its fluffy exterior and it would shank you.
I really like Darth Maul's return.
You like Darth Maul?
It's God. It's a CP3PO.
Well, it's a callback to the Clone Wars cartoon.
Right. It's actually only half a Darth Maul.
It's still Darth Maul. Like, right. In the physical
He's
universe
kind
of
above.
Star Wars, like the movie physical universe, not just the cartoon, like the expanded universe, mm-hmm. Like your dragon.
Is he canon?
Yeah, it's still canon. And he's dragging Kira back to Dathomir,
right.
Which is awesome.
So that's the whole thing, right? So Kira could have totally gone with Han, right?
Yeah,
she could have just got on the ship with him and fought his battles and been like, I'm your
boo.
Right. But she voluntarily chose to go to Dathomir and get some fucking Darth Maul dick.
Yeah.
Like, she was being raped by Paul Bettany and she didn't like it and she stabbed him to death. And then Darth Maul's like, we're gonna work very closely together. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I want the D.
She tells Han to like go
the
get
D.
a ship because I'm gonna steal the
because
jewels
I'm gonna
so
steal
we have
this
money
different ship,
for
right.
us to have this fabulous life.
Right. So she'd already, she was climbing the corporate ladder and like,
Beckett called it though. Beckett called it though. Like, let me guess. She killed him and she stayed, right?
Right.
He fucking called
he
it.
He did. So that leads me to the part where Kira with a Q is a shit brick. And she's a Darth Maul D-loving shit. And we don't like her. And that's
she
why nobody bought her toy at Walmart.
She was branded and she is surviving and she's moving up.
She's a survivor.
She's
a hoback.
She's gonna kill Han.
No love for Kira. Peace, love, recycle, Kira. You suck.
I don't mind her. I'm waiting
for Solo Part 2.
I didn't mind her, but now that you say that, I'm like, oh.
Right.
I didn't mind her.
Seriously,
but she
didn't even try to go back with Han. She could have totally gone with Han and been like, I'm part of
it. It was
baby.
Like 4 fucking years, dude.
Right, but seriously, 4 like.
4 fucking years
okay,
after
she
a
didn't
fucking
have to listen to
4
Maul.
Month of relationship.
So she has one video chat with Maul.
You know, four months of dick is not worth a 4 fucking years.
Yeah, but she doesn't even know what Maul's robotic dick is like.
He's like, we're gonna work very close together.
She's the first survivor. She know the game.
He told her rape was imminent. He like basically said in that first video, we're gonna work very closely together. He was like, I'm gonna put stuff in you. Like, wait. Before she even flew to see him.
Maul was cut above the schlong.
Right. So it's a robot dick.
But Kira totally schools Han. I'm like, dude, you don't know this game.
I mean, I guess. I mean, Luke, like, feels like the... When he pokes...
Right.
When he pokes his fake hand, yeah. Luke's like, ow.
Right.
So I guess a fake wiener, a robot wiener...
Is a robot wiener is a lot like a Luke
like,
robot
ow,
hand.
Ow, yeah.
You guys are getting caught up on the wrong part of Darth Maul. I mean, sure, okay. He's got robotic legs, and he controls the Force. The dark side of the Force, but...
Okay, but you know why, we all know why Kira left.
Nate, do you have the answer or not?
Okay, Nate, all right.
Of course not.
But
I
listen,
mean,
I'm going to tell you right now.
So many
stop deflecting, man. Stop deflecting.
The point of the matter is, this is why Han Solo has trust issues. Okay, this is why Han Solo's like, I can't trust a bitch. Because look how Kira done him.
Yeah.
He got better so he could go back to save her. And when he found her, he was like, nah, bad guys and Darth Maul dick.
After 4 fucking years, after only 4 months of good dick.
Right. Like, she didn't even get to drop it and lock it on fucking Han Solo.
You have, no idea Draco's dick was better.
No, but can you say Darth Maul's dick is bigger than Han Solo's or better? Can you? You don't know.
I'd ride that double lightsaber any day.
Nate can speculate that Darth Maul's dick was better. We digress. Anyway, so that's
part of... So Han is going after Beckett in the desert or wherever they are on planet...
So now it's time... So now that the dick has been decided, it's time for a friend fight. Friend fight?
I'm sure, what planet they were on.
What planet were they on? So Beckett and Han Solo are...
Oh, they're Sean Stavarine.
Still.
Yeah, that's the one they... They finished 12 parsecs. They landed there. They found Emphas Nest. They
sided with Emphas Nest.
Had to go. Yeah, Dryden's yacht showed up. So they had to go hop on that and check it out. The coaxium thinks it's fake,
but it's real.
Kira kills Dryden. Beckett and is out there in the desert. Han all of a sudden shows up. Somehow he pulls this movie trope, which I kind of hate, which is all of a sudden. You're walking down a big, huge desert, and the guy who left 15 minutes after you appears in front of you somehow. Like, he ran really quick all the way around the far side of the desert to come up there and scope in front of you, and, you know.
It's the classic showdown.
It's the classic showdown?
Classic showdown scenario.
What song is that?
It's the final countdown?
It's the final
And then
countdown.
What happened?
What happens?
Enfys Nest and her cloud riders.
No, not yet.
No?
No, because we gotta kill Beckett.
Oh, we have to kill him first.
Han shoots him.
Han shoots her.
Beckett's like, yeah.
Han does shoot
I got
her.
One more lesson to teach you, kid. And I'm like,
that's great. That's a good throwback.
Like, that's the only thing that you learned, kid.
Yeah. Shoot first, motherfucker.
Yeah. Woody's gonna be playing that Valachord in heaven. And then Kira takes off. She's gone.
Right, and then she goes to get some Darth Maul D.
Yeah. You see that shot of Han, and then she like puts her hand on her shoulder like, aw. And
DMD, the Darth Maul dick. DMD.
Han looks like he's going to cry.
Han is like sad panda. Sad panda.
Very sad.
And Kira wants a DMD.
Yep.
Kira bailed for some Darth Maul dick.
Kira's a survivor. She's moving up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's climbing the corporate dick.
Moving on up.
Yeah, so she gets, they return back to the Cloud Riders group, which is Emphas Nest.
Right, that's her posse.
Cloud Riders. Yeah.
Her coalition.
Did you guys see this? Wicket is back there holding this fucking gun, which is bigger than him. He's holding like this bazooka looking gun in the background.
There's an Ewok back there?
No, not Wicket. The dude who plays Wicket.
Warwick Davis.
Yeah, he's not actually Wicket. Sorry.
There's an Ewok?
The actor. Sorry. The actor is back with this gun.
What is
it's like
his name? What is he in this
movie?
Spoilers. What is his name?
Tell me about something else.
Little guy.
Fuck, I don't know.
Noob. Warwick Davis. But it's cool that they brought him back.
I don't know. It doesn't matter what his
name
is.
As a little person, the fact that he's still alive is really impressive.
Wait. I do know something about him. His character is that the character he plays in this movie is the same character he plays in The Phantom Menace, where he's at
the parade when he's waving.
The races.
Right.
Yeah, there. Yeah, the same character.
And he's waving. He's like,
yay. Yeah.
I remember.
He's got the huge gun. This is when Han...
That's a long way from Naboo.
Yeah, this is when Han gives him the coaxium, hands it all over to him, and he's pretty much Han Solo funds the beginning of the rebellion.
But he doesn't have any part of the rebellion. He's not rebellion based at all.
He doesn't really. He just kind of goes on his own business. But it was
here's 50 G's for the rebellion, yo. See you when you need a general.
But they do give him
and the pussy.
They do give him this small vial of coaxium though.
That's like a fingertip size,
right? And that's what he uses to jump to hyperspace, right? Is that
no? That's what he brings to the gambling thing. I thought this was funny because the movie's like ending; it's wrapping up now, and he has the exact same thing on him that he had at the beginning of the movie.
But a much smaller size, it seems like.
No, it was about the same. Same looking vial they pull out.
The same looking vial, but if you looked at the beginning one, it was almost like a full vial. The ending one was almost like a pea size.
They gave him a good little chunk. But I thought it was funny that it kind of ends with him with the same that he started with, and then he had a girl, and now he has a Wookiee. Just kind of. Other than that, he's
you know what? A Wookiee is a man's best friend. I honestly would rather have a Wookiee than a girl myself. You know, if I had to choose one, I mean, there's a lot more fur around the house with a Wookiee, but.
So he goes to Lando. He finds Lando.
He goes back.
Yes. He finds him in this weird, like, hut kind of building. I don't know if it's the same building or not. I can look that up. But they do this angry, like, oh, whoa, 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 and then
man
they
hug.
Same exact thing they do in Empire.
After
where they come up and go like, rah, 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 and then they hug.
Right.
But it was after, like, Solo, like, actually, like, eyeballed his little cheater.
Right,
deck
he knew
thing.
He had a deck of cards in his cuff.
Yeah, that's when he gets the reveal of that. We see that he's got a little something, a little trick thing going on in his sleeve. He's got something up his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sees that, so he knows he's got a chance. He pulls the card out, obviously, and he has a chance, and he ends up winning.
The Millennium Falcon.
He wins it fair and square.
Not really, but cool.
He doesn't? Why?
Well, I guess it's fair and square for him, but for Lando, he pulled the cards out of his wrist, so.
Well, Lando fair to Lando because he didn't let Lando
That's
cheat.
That's right. What?
Poor cheater. Somebody actually put you on the same playing field as everybody else. You're the victim.
Shut up. That's
what you sound like.
Listen, Lando has a rough life, okay? It's not hard being the blackest motherfucker in the galaxy. Okay, not since Mace Windu have we had a motherfucker.
Isn't that his dad?
So it's fine that he cheats.
That's racist. Don't say that Mace Windu is Lando's dad.
That's racist?
There's two,
that's not racist.
There's two black guys in the galaxy.
And the new guy.
A Finn. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Ayo.
See, we're doing good.
And there's Lupita Nyong'o.
That's right.
Oh, she's yummy.
All
right. Okay, anyway, back to this.
Maz.
So do they win? Didn't Han already owe him a ship from the other game?
Yeah.
So shouldn't they be even
They should
now?
Be even, and he shouldn't have actually gotten the Falcon. Too many witnesses, I guess. I don't know.
Or was it because Han saying, oh, you cheated before. I know you cheated before. You're cheating now.
Or was it because Kara with a Q
or was it because he just fucking abandoned him on the, like, the
planet? Oh, yeah, that's that right. We skipped over that. There is a part where Lando and his his dead robot attached to the ship just fucking bail.
Yeah, it's well, right after, I would try doing, like, another bluff and be like, I got, like, 300.
It's right when the Dream Warrior show up.
Yeah. Dream Warrior.
No, the Cloud Riders.
Don't want to dream no more.
Cloud Riders, sorry.
The dream one. Better. It's like, you got the body, I got the brains.
But he wins the Falcon. Him and Chewie are fucking BFFs hopping in the cockpit. Right.
And,
awesome.
And he, like, places the dice. The, like, that's, the
swing
of dice.
Yeah, I know. I got that in my notes here.
I'm sorry.
Because
on the windshield.
He talks about going up with this trip going to this thing going on Tatooine. Blah, blah, blah. And you see a ship go to hyperspace. It goes, and she just went, boom, done, right there. But no, they had to go back and show those stupid fucking dice again, hanging there. They couldn't just end it, just boom, going hyperspace, boom, done. Yeah. No, boom, here's the dice, remember the dice, don't forget the Disney dice.
Don't forget the Disney dice.
You know what, because of
available for purchase at Disneyland for $19.99.
They kind of had to close it that way. Really? For how dramatically they opened it with it.
No, $49.99, actually. They're gold plated.
They're gold.
They really like how like dramatically they opened with the scene of it, like putting it on the like rearview mirror. They kind of had to end it that way.
Don't force me to have sentimental attachments.
That was a bad idea too.
It was pointless, but because they forced it in the beginning, they kind of had to force it in the end.
Nate, how do you feel about the Disney dice? I felt a disturbance in the force.
I heard the crickets going.
Now, neither one of it was really, like, it was not really purposeful. But because they forced in the beginning, I feel like they had to kind of end it that way. Because they put so much emphasis on the beginning of it.
Well, it's in The Last Jedi, too.
It was
so. It's in The Last Jedi,
and then the credits roll, right, after that.
And somehow the spirit of Luke give dice to Leia.
So then the credits roll, and they roll, and they roll, and they roll. And then they come to the after scene, where you see Darth Maul just plowing Kira with the cue. Just, it's always Sunny
with
smile.
The O face.
You can tell she's faking it. And, it's just really disappointing. And that's how it ends. Kira taking one for the team.
That's how
we'll
always remember our
favorite hero. She's doubling jingling it for the team.
Dance break.
And that's drunk film commentary for tonight.
Oh, we gotta rate the movies.
Oh, we gotta rate it. Yeah. Five still to you.
That's a separate episode we're gonna do.
Oh.
Yes.
So
we're just gonna stop. That just means we're gonna stop record again. That's all it means. But we're gonna release it separately, so it's not one super long.
So out of five, how many stars? Beers? How many beers?
What's the rating again? It's like a six pack.
It was almost a year ago.
Right. If you're new to drunk film commentary, or one of my co-hosts that's a dumbass, here is our rating system. We base our rating system on how many beers you would like to have with this movie. It can go as high as many beers you can drink, as many you think you can drink, or as low. It is your choice. So.
The more beers, the better, though, right?
I think Jolene should go first on this one. Jolene, what do you give Solo, a Star Wars Story?
I'll give it a case. Not a keg, but a case.
A case.
You're giving it 12 whole beers?
And what do you think? So how's it place in your top four for the new Disney era movies? And where would you place it? I mean, you've seen all four, right?
Yeah.
Out of, like, Rogue One and
would be your number one.
7, 8, and this one, right?
So this would be your least favorite out of the four?
No. I'd actually probably say 7 is probably my least out of the four.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, Force Awakens?
Force Awakens.
So of Force Awakens, Last Jedi?
Rogue One would probably be my
Rogue
top.
One.
Okay. Rogue One would definitely be my top.
Yeah.
Sorry. So then it's kind of like a, which one do I like between Last Jedi and this one?
Okay, that's kind of close, bounce back and forth, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of my Star Wars movies depend on the day, how I feel that day.
Okay.
How the order goes, but yeah.
You know, I like the backlog on it, but I probably like 8 for, like, Last Jedi a little bit more so than Solo.
Alright. Nate, how about you? Do you have a listing for your 4 Disney movies?
Your 4 favorite Disney Star Wars?
Was there another? Oh, and your rating for Solo. You gotta rate Solo. Beer wise.
How many beers would you like for Solo?
How many beers does it take to watch?
Yeah. No.
How many beers do you want to have with this movie?
Of enjoyment. How many beers of enjoyment?
3.5. At least 4.
No. No. You don't pay attention much to it.
No.
It goes like six.
Joanne gave it a case. She gave it 12 beers.
Now you remember.
Beers of joy. How many beers of joy do you give this movie?
A beer or six pack
case.
Maybe
a keg.
You do a keg.
A keg if
keg.
You enjoyed it.
Keg
much.
Is the highest.
Keg's like the highest.
Oh,
pretty much.
Shit.
Damn, Nate.
I'll give it a 12 pack.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
Really? I'd say it's pretty good, though.
I gave her a case. Yeah.
A case.
That's also a 12 pack.
No, it's not. A case
no,
a
it's a
24
pack.
Yeah. Nadia, how about you?
Oh, I give it a 6 pack. I hate Keurig with a K. I don't like that it's not Harrison Ford. I would have took a CG Harrison Ford face the whole movie through the whole thing if I could have. I feel like Lando and Chewbacca was its only saving grace. And there are parts that I don't even remember. Of the 4, it is my least favorite Disney Dice movie. And I really don't enjoy Rogue One either. Spoiler alert, everybody dies and Leia takes credit.
I like Rogue One. I really liked Rogue One.
It bums me out. I don't like that guy. He's shady. And I feel like Generous is just, she's not invested. It's a rough situation. The new Star Wars is a sad, brutal Star Wars. The original story is rough. Like Luke doesn't even know how good things are when he's come into it. He's like, that kid don't know shit compared to how brutal the reality of the Star Wars prequel world is. So for me, it's 6 lonely beers in my garage.
Wow, that's kind of brutal.
You knew this coming in.
I liked it. I don't know. I was, I'm like, cool. Yeah, I'm not going to be as cool. Like, oh my God.
Solo.
I mean, like the Ghostbusters thing, for example, they did that. They did it with the chicks.
With the women.
I liked the remake. I did.
I didn't like the movie. Nah. I tried. I couldn't like the movie.
But the
fact is that I'm using an example because what do you hear about that movie now? Do you hear anything about it? No.
Nothing.
Nobody cares. So if something comes and goes, nobody cares. I'm gonna enjoy it. Like, yeah, I liked it. I didn't think the plot was like anything spectacular. I didn't think
it was anything. We got the castle run. We got Chewbacca.
Well, I mean, they had those points right in the way.
I did enjoy the castle run.
They did the whole thing, played it out. It was pretty predictable. Pretty. I mean, kind of. You know,
we learned what a parsec was.
I knew what was gonna happen, and I think Alden Ehrenreich did fucking awesome. He did great. The more I watch it, the more I kind of get used to him. I love him and Chewie's interactions. Speaking of that, I love Chewie. He steals the fucking show.
Yeah,
he has
a saving grace
the best
for me.
Lines because you just know what he's saying. Like at the end,
he growls through the whole movie, and he's kind of the best.
Like the very end when they're doing the Sabacc game against Lando, and at the table, and Han shows him his cards. And she was like, ugh. This rump kind of thing.
Like, bitch, don't
yeah,
even.
Yeah, he's like, ugh. And kind of rolls his eyes. But yeah, Chewie's fucking awesome.
Story.
Well, Lando was decent. He was all right. Kira was okay. The droid was okay.
I like the droid.
Yeah.
I like the droid, too.
Yeah.
I found my calling.
Yeah.
She was a very, like, civil rights activist. Like, I feel like it's, like, very today, right now.
Yeah, but why is it a droid?
Have an agenda?
What? Yeah.
Because everyone's
who
got an agenda.
Who programs that into a droid? To do that.
Lando likes his women feisty.
That's the thing is, like, that's why he didn't want to do a sweep with her, because she kind of, like, builds on her own, and, like, that's part of it. It's, like, her mapping is part, like, if I wiped that.
Self-evolution.
Yeah. as part of her self-evolution.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I guess I have trouble with very humanoid.
Self-awareness is a droid stream.
Droids or whatever.
What?
Self-awareness is a droid stream.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Self-awareness is my dream.
But yeah, I guess in my, so I liked it. Yeah, I've seen it like 8-9 times now altogether, probably with the Netflix fucking watches. Last 3 times over the last week, but so the more I watch it, the more I like love it. I love the way it looks.
So what's your beer rating?
I'm not getting to that. Shush! Don't push me.
So far we've had 24, 24, and 6.
I like the movie. So
24, 12, 6, and
yeah, we had a 24, a 12, and a 6.
Fucking keg, fuck you.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
I'm having my keg party, and you all can't come.
I'm glad you're having
a
nice
time. Hey, I was close. I was a case.
All right, Jillian, you can stop at my keg party.
It takes all the time.
I can have a couple beers.
Oh man, this is DFC.
We are a force divided.
We are.
And you can give us your opinion out there on the internet. At drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Stay tuned. Our next top five is going to be top five same character, different actor.
Ooh.
So.
Much like Han Solo.
And we're going to be drunker.
Woohoo.
And we have to do the Bandersnatch mini episode. Ooh. Maybe not. Maybe not.
You could record it for fun.
We could. Thanks for listening.